Active Distractions, episode number 113. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Travis Baum.
Good morning.
It's evening, dude.
Yeah, I just woke up.
Oh, right. Okay. And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And later today, we're going to be talking about our most anticipated games of the year. But before that, we're going to talk about some games we've been playing, some news, and then later on, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. But before we get into that, Travis, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, man. Doing fine. Like I said, I just woke up. I had to open my store nice and early today, so I took a nap. And they say you're not supposed to drink right after you wake up, but I saw some of Jason's booze he left from the other night. Well, I mean, it's frowned upon here in the U.S. I don't know how they do it in Canada.
I don't know where you live, dude.
Maybe.
I don't know. What are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with drinking after you wake up.
Well, Jason,
if it's 8 in the morning, then yeah, maybe.
Oh, fuck that. Coffee and Bailey's, baby.
Nice. There you go. Well, Jason left his booze, so I figured why use my money and use his. So thanks,
Jason. I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Well, it's great. It's this Sweet Carolina sweet tea vodka. Really,
that stuff was pretty good too.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. It was better.
Hey, what did you make us that day?
There was fruity. It was coconut rum, Captain Morgan's coconut rum, and I just mixed orange juice and smooth Sunny Delight.
Oh, Jesus.
I just opened up the fridge and I was like, okay, okay, we got grape, we got purple stuff, we got all this. Oh, look, Sunny Delight. Let's mix that with our booze.
Ooh, Sunny D.
Pickle juice.
Booze. So yeah.
Total fruity pussy drink, but it was really tasty, man.
It was nice. It moistened the vagina. And it didn't smear my lipstick the entire night.
That's right. It was nice.
It was nice. But no, really good. I got in a car wreck today.
What?
Oh, damn.
I've been waiting to tell
y'all. Okay?
I'm fine. It was just a little fender bender. It was raining, and this guy turned real sharp to the right. And, of course, I hit him in the back, so I was at fault. Miraculously, no damage. I mean, it was damage to my car, but my car ran fine. It's just a little fender damage, and, you know, I drive a little Escort Sport, so it's, like, you know, all plastic. So
yeah.
Any damage to him at all? It was a
beat his car with a golf club.
Oh no, it was a Ford F-150 with like this metal alloy bumper. Didn't even make a scratch.
Wow.
Didn't even make a scratch. So it was a perfect like little cap to a crappy week that started so far. But I have my booze, I have my games, and I have my boys, so I'm all right. So that's pretty much, you know, all that happened. So anyway, go ahead.
All right, cool. Jeff, how about you, man? What's up?
I don't have anything like that happened this week.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, man, that's just working and kind of went out on the weekend to celebrate my oldness. That was pretty fun. Played a bunch of Wii, drunken Wii, and then came back and watched a bunch of episodes of How I Met Your Mother.
Nice.
A friend of mine hasn't seen it, so I'm like, dude, you got to check this out. And yeah, he loved it.
Okay. We all watched that show, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did you guys see the Suits and Girls episode?
It was amazing. I love it.
Don't
so
talk
much.
About anything about this season. Don't talk about it.
It
was the 100th episode, yeah. Jeff.
It was ridiculous, dude.
Was it?
It was ridiculous.
They do some good stuff with the mother as well. Like, it's finally something big because they usually do I mean, it's still a cock tease, but it's big stuff with a mother finally after like years of just kind of bullshitting you and dangling her in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, dangling that stupid umbrella in front of your face.
And... yeah, well, they actually did something this episode, so it's really nice. So when you get, you'll like it.
Cool. Yeah, my week was not exciting at all. Cool. Chris, what about yours?
Oh, my week's been frustrating.
Me too.
You know, work is super busy because we're pushing out a release next week, and then on top of that, yesterday and today, there were car accidents on a nearby highway called 400.
Oh, was that me?
No.
Oh.
And when people get in an accident on 400, I take back roads to work, and people just leave 400 and decide to take my back roads. So my 12-minute, 6-mile drive turned into an hour plus.
Oh, that
two
sucks.
Days in a row. It's like, fucking really? So now I'm like, okay, maybe I should just start going into work at 7 o'clock in the morning just so I can avoid this bullshit. So, and something else came from that. I actually, vented a little bit about it on Twitter, and, I got someone replied to me, and they go, yeah, I hate it when people die. How dare they? Or something like that. I don't remember what it was. And I was like, okay, way to take. All right. This is completely my bad through this entire thing. So I was like, way to take my comment out of context. And I said, it's more like, you know, way for idiot drivers to, you know, ruin things. And, he goes, it was just a joke. And I was like, well, I don't know who you are. So it doesn't really come off that way, you know? And he goes, this is life as a gamer. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah. I didn't know who he was on Twitter either. And I remember he told me one day, I'm like, what the fuck? Why didn't you
exactly.
tell me that?
Yeah. And I was like, my bad, dude. I didn't realize who it was. So my bad lag. Sorry. But yeah, that's it so far. You know, just looking forward to next weekend. That is what I'm every day that goes by. It's like, all right, I'm one day closer to next weekend, and that's going to be fun. So that's what I'm looking forward to. So
I'm excited. We're going to have a good time.
Me too. I got to bottle that beer, man. I think I'm going to do that either tomorrow or Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't Glenn and Kelly going there too? Visit?
Yeah. Glenn and Kelly are coming to visit. And they're going to be here on Friday. So that should be a lot of fun too. And
nice.
Yeah. And then we're doing like an impromptu trip to Taco Mac on Thursday night and just for the hell of it.
Wait, that wasn't today?
No, that's next Thursday.
How is it impromptu when you're planning it?
Well, cause it's something I decided a little late. So fuck you, Jeff.
Here's an invitation to my thing. Purely casual and spontaneous, but to take this invitation.
Yeah, take it. This is exactly what we're doing. We're going to be spontaneous about it.
You didn't RSVP.
Drinks are at 3. We're going to go.
Can I mute you guys? Oh, I can. I edit the show. That's right.
Jeff can mute himself. Don't worry about
that. That's why he does it often. All right, enough of that. Travis, what are you playing this week?
You know, Mandatory Warfare, you know, starting off with that, you know, somebody got mandatory with me.
Somebody definitely got mandatory.
We got our asses whipped by Spec Ops.
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Jeff, man, we kind of put it on ourselves, right? I mean,
yeah,
like putting it on the hardest difficulty, and we're sitting there, what's the problem? What is going on here? You're better than this. And we're just playing
Hey guys. When you bend over, expect to get fucked in the ass. That's just the way it works. Just
maybe in Georgia.
Well, you know, we played a little bit of that. I've talked about Modern Warfare 2 enough. So, you know, Jeff and I played Spec Ops. Still trying to finish the whole game on Veteran. And then finally got into Bayonetta.
Yeah!
Uh-oh, how'd that go?
It was good. It was good.
And again, I'm not really liking it.
No. I love it from, you know, it's from start to, middle. I haven't finished it yet.
Start to middle.
It's been really, really, really fun. I talked about it a lot with Jason when he was over, you know, for Megatron's party. And I told him, I said, you know, pretty much based on what you guys were saying on the podcast and on the video review, it's all about that combat. Like, I'm having a blast with this combat, and I can see myself after I finish the game. I'm assuming there's a level select that, you know, after you.
Yeah, there's a chapter select.
Oh, you can select actually anytime you want to.
Yeah. You can go back to any chapter that you've previously beaten already.
I figure that since every verse or every chapter you're graded on. So I'm really glad to hear that because, you know, some of those chapters where I'm getting like, you know, stone rating, definitely. I go back now that I'm all like souped up and powered up.
Oh,
and
dude.
Stone rating was so common for me, man.
Oh, God. I hated it.
It's like the only. Okay, I got stone rating on, I would say, about 50% of the stages.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd say probably around the same here, too. Yeah.
And then I got a few bronze ones. I got like one silver one, and then I got like three or four gold ones from boss fights. It's like the chapters that were where the entire chapter was a boss fight. Those are the ones that I got gold on. It's like, what the hell?
Nice.
Yeah. I had a few that like I'd get platinum, gold, whatever, but then the damage and the using items just kills your points. And then at the end of the stage, it's like, you get stone. Like, what the hell? Are you looking at those gold and platinums? And I get a couple of terrible bronzes that brings me all the way down to that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not fair. But yeah, go back after you got all souped up and it's so much easier to get higher medals.
Yeah. what kind of like for you both, like what kind of builds do y'all like, you know, based on her weapons and like where you attach the weapons? What did y'all mainly go with? Because I found a lot of success right now with having the katana and then having the claws, the electricity claws attached to her legs.
I had the fire claws on her feet.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can swap that.
You can swap that out. So same build. Katana in the hands.
You can change it from electricity to fire?
I think so. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know how with the normal guns, you take the right stick and you just twirl it and then hit the attack button, and like mm-hmm. you'll do the special move where you just keep on turning around and shooting mm-hmm. guns like that 360 motion. I think you just like do the motion and it goes from electricity to fire. I believe that's how you do it. So I could be wrong.
Now, how did you know that? Did it tell you when in the?
No, I just fooled around with it. Every new weapon that I get, I try all the special attacks that, you know, all the special movements. Kind of like when you're playing Street Fighter and you know you have a Shoto character. Okay, let me
do that. You're just going to go do all
you know,
this
down
stuff.
A forward and all this stuff. You know, you just try and stuff out. Every time I get a new weapon, I just do that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, just all the possibilities that are there, really, really good. And I'm having a fun time with the game. Now, am I like, game of the year? Like, no, I'm probably not, because of course this usually isn't my type of game per se, but I do love it, and a game that is not my type, that is so off the wall and wacky for me to really love it.
You know what's funny is that, you know, 2 weeks ago when we were talking about these two games that just came out, Travis is like, "Yeah, I don't think Bayonetta is my thing. I'm totally going for Darksiders though." And now it's like, "Man, fuck Darksiders! Bayonetta for the win."
Yeah, I love Bayonetta. It's a good release from what I've been playing for the past 6 months. You know, it's all been first-person shooters or sports games. And for something that's definitely way out of my element, I'm really enjoying it. And, you know, props to, you know, the devs. It was a good game. So, yeah, that's me. I won't talk too much about Bayonetta because we have literally beaten that. I'm waiting for people to go, quit talking about Bayonetta. So, yeah, that's all I've been playing is those two games.
For the record, I know people are probably wondering, the Bayonetta video review, Jason's run into some technical difficulties, but he's still working on it. So, it is going to get up there and
2010 you know, for sure. We promise.
This is our first one. So it's, you know, it's all about building that template so that, you know, Jason can get stuff done quicker.
Exactly.
First one is always going to take the longest. So, hopefully this one will be out pretty soon and you guys will be able to check that out. I think we've already got our next one decided. So it's just a matter of, getting the first one done and then getting the second one recorded.
Right.
Anyway, Jeff.
Yep. More Bayonetta. I keep going back to it. It's so rare for me for a game to beat a game, especially when there's a bunch of other ones out, to go back to it right away and keep playing. And then I finally had to force myself to put it down the other day because I'm like, I have to beat Darksiders. I really liked it, so I've been playing, of course, more Darksiders. I think I'm definitely more than halfway, I think. I'm going into my fourth dungeon, I think. The spider boss?
Yeah, fourth dungeon is probably a little bit more than halfway, yeah.
Okay. Because that's where I am right now.
Yeah, that dungeon's pretty cool. And that dungeon is also the best place to come back and level up your weapons. And I think it's the best place to soul farm, pretty much.
Okay, because of all the spiders
and stuff? Yeah, because of all the little spiders. Yeah.
Cool. What else have I been playing? Oh, we played some 1 versus 100. Actually, Travis, he joined in on us with that.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I did play that.
We just played the extended play stuff, so it wasn't the live one. That was pretty fun. I didn't realize you can get achievements on that now, so me and Travis are both racking in some achievements while we're playing. Hey, it's pretty cool. Yeah. What else have I been playing? That's pretty much it.
Wow.
I think that is it. I'm looking at my shelf over there, and I picked up Dead Space Extraction, but haven't opened it yet.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yeah, so that's in my unopened pile with Wet and Afro Samurai. To tell you the truth, I don't think I'm going to play Afro Samurai, so I don't know why I bought it. Not because I might, but
it's a great deal.
Huh?
Because
that's exactly
deal, yeah.
$9. Come on. That's it, man. All right. That is all I played.
All right. Well, then I'll make.
Oh wait, no, I'm lying. No, I'm not lying. That's all I played.
Make up your mind, dude. All right. Let's see. I played.
Oh no, sorry. I did play something else.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry. Serious Sam HD. I tried to play the trial version of that. It was pretty cool. Okay, Chris, go.
Are you sure? Are you done? All right, well, mine will be pretty quick. I mean, most of what I'm playing is one game, and that would be the glorious Darksiders, which I am having such a great time with. Fuck you, Travis. No, I mean, seriously, this is such a good game. I beat it this week. Actually, I beat it yesterday morning. The ending is freaking awesome. Jeff, I cannot wait to hear what you have to say about it. It's very, very short, but it's super satisfying. And
cool.
When I was watching the ending, I was just like, at the end, I was just grinning ear to ear. I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the fucking sequel now.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to beat it. One of my New Year's resolutions is to beat every game I buy in 2010.
Yeah, good luck with that. That'll never happen. Yeah.
I watched the ending on YouTube, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool ass. And as I said, it's really, really short, but it is so satisfying when you finish it. It's just like, man. And it will really, really – you'll really want the sequel, like, right after.
Well, it's selling well, so hopefully they'll get like a bigger budget for the sequel and be able to just tighten up the stuff that they're already doing well.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not a lot of stuff that I can complain about in this game. You know, there's some things that I'd like to see. I'd like to see the combat be a little deeper. Even though, you know, we're calling this a Zelda game and it's the deepest combat for that type of game. You know, with the amount of stuff that War can do now and with the different weapons that he's got, they could make it deeper. Right. And I've actually been running into a problem, today, mainly. It happened to me three times today, and this is the only time it happened. But I was trying to, unlock one of the trophies, and, it was the one where you have to kill 150 enemies with, you know, environmental items or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And so I picked up a car, locked onto an enemy, and I would start swinging the car at the enemy. It froze up on me this morning, and I was like, oh, that's weird.
Oh, maybe you did that because of how you got that other achievement, Chris. Why don't you tell people how you got that other trophy?
We'll get to that later. I started using the car again because, you know, you can hit something with the car like two or three times before the car explode. And it did it again. And I was like, well, what the hell's going on? And this is like all during the initial Armageddon scene. So it did it to me three times. And then, at that point, I just stopped locking onto enemies with the cars and it was working fine. I was like, whatever. And what, Jeff is referring to is, there's an achievement / trophy, depending on what version you're using, where you have to ride Ruin for 100 miles. Which takes for fucking
a
ruin is your horse.
Yeah.
A dude in the game.
Right? That's right. Or a sword. That would be painful.
Yeah.
And that takes a long fucking time. Cause I mean, the way they actually do like the distance that you've traveled is pretty realistic as far as like how long it would take you to get from point A to point B. And it was, you know, 100 miles is ridiculous. So I put a rubber band around the left stick and put the thing down, and I started playing Zelda on the DS. I was playing something else. I was playing the Lunar Silver Star Harmony demo, and nice. And then I had to go to work. So, and it wasn't the trophy hadn't popped up yet. Been 45 minutes, hadn't popped up yet. So I went to work, left it on, and Crystal woke up, and I was like, "Hey, is my PS3 still running?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Can you do me a favor and check this for me?" And she's like, "All right." I was like, "Okay, thanks. You can turn it off now."
That's funny.
Hey, that's old school, man. No, it's like taping.
That's a good story.
It's like leveling up your characters by taping down a button or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's old school. But yeah, I beat the game, trophy hoeing the shit out of it because I love the game so much. I've got one left to get, and it's that damn Panzer Dragoon section.
Yeah,
you have to kill 160 enemies.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, and
a lot of the enemies you can't even target till they're a certain distance from you, and they're just like already past you by that time.
Yeah, and the other thing is that like you're controlling, you know, you're controlling the angelic beast, and you're controlling where he's targeting at the same time with the sticks, and it's, you know, sometimes it gets kind of confusing. So one of the good things about it is when you start a new game, you can actually select, you know, if you get all the pieces of the Abyssal Armor, you can wear that on your next playthrough. So now I'm playing through easy, which lessens the amount of damage you can take, and I have the Abyssal Armor, which lessens it even more. So I'm just going to park the damn thing in one spot that's out of the way and just, you know, do it like a rail shooter and just not move him around at all and just use the target.
You're not an invertard like me and, you know, other people. So, and Travis, yeah, you're an invertard as well, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes. I don't think I'll ever get that trophy.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. I know one person who said he got it and it took him, he said it took him three tries to get it. And I'm like, not looking forward to that. But anyway, let's see what else did I play. I talked about Zelda a little bit. I finished...
Which Zelda were you playing?
Spirit Tracks.
Spirit Tracks? Okay. Yeah. Still hating it?
God, it's such a love-hate thing. It really is. Because it's a lot
it's
more...
It's not Darksiders?
It's
which might be taboo. It's, like, it's like, oh my god, you like the Darksiders better than Zelda's.
I do like the Darksiders better than Zelda's.
I said today Darksiders has held my attention more than any of the 3D Zeldas ever. So
I mean, I don't mind the 3D Zeldas. I just, you know, and I love the aesthetic and the style of the new ones, like Wind Waker and the 2DS ones. I love the style. But the gameplay is so lacking. It's like I would much rather play Twilight Princess because there's more to do. You know, it's like, and not only that, but again, with the gimmicky bullshit, you know, I talked about it last week and it doesn't stop. You're doing it the whole time.
Right.
And now there's like, in the second dungeon, there's like, it's an ice dungeon and there's water and you have to freeze the water with this like ice flame thing. I'm like, what? And you throw the boomerang at it and then you move the boomerang over water and it freezes the water. And it only does it temporarily. So the ice will turn back to water. And it's like, okay, this wouldn't be so bad if Link could fucking swim.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, Link swam in other Zeldas. Why is he not swimming now?
Dude, Ezio can swim. If Ezio can swim, anyone should be able to fucking
no
swim.
No shit. I'm sorry. War, do you see how much armor that dude's wearing? Dude can swim. All right. And now it's like, so I finally beat that dungeon, you know, and the ice dungeon has water in it. So, you know, you're constantly dealing with that because you have to get on little blocks and use the stupid fan that you get in the first dungeon and blow into the microphone to get around. And then, so after you beat that dungeon, you go to the next one, which is apparently the ocean dungeon. It's like, okay, I just put up with water. You want me to do it again?
I hate water.
Especially in Zelda games.
I need
games.
To get rid of that. And I hate water in all games.
Yeah. I didn't mind it in Darksiders because dude can swim.
In the Darksiders, I do think that was some of the best underwater.
I was just gonna say that thing when I first saw the water, I was gonna be like that. I'm like, oh no, is this the water dungeon? Because I want to shoot myself.
He controlled really well.
Though. Yeah, it was fine, and you didn't do that much
really well.
Battling underwater, and there wasn't too much.
And you could swing your sword underwater, and you never had to worry about going up for air and bullshit like that. You know, it's like they did it right. It's like it's simplistic. It's there because it's there. It's not there to piss you off.
Exactly.
And most games, it's there to try and make things difficult, and more than anything, it just annoys.
I think a lot of developers put that in there because it's like a staple of adventure games. They're like, we have to have a water level. There has to be some point where you go underwater, and I don't care if people hate it. It's just got to be in there, and after that, it's got to be the lava level, and then the jungle level, and it's got to be a frozen level.
Yeah,
just the way it goes. Just the water one, just kind of like the redheaded stepchild of them all.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, no one likes them, but you got to put up with it.
Yep.
So yeah.
But I'm still going through it because I do like going through the dungeons, you know, despite the water issue and all that crap. But it's you know, the more I play it, it's like Zelda has completely gone away from actually fighting enemies. You know, it's like you'll walk in, you'll go through like 3-4 rooms before you even find an enemy to fight. You know, it's like I remember the original Zelda. Every room you went in, you were fighting shit.
Yep.
And it's like now it's like okay, and then you're tapping away on the touchpad to try and get them to kill shit. And anyway,
yeah, and it's blatantly obvious that Nintendo has made the decision to just never release another Zelda game like those original ones. Like they're probably
like
not
the SNES
going
one.
Or yeah, like they're
I so
probably,
wish they would.
They're probably done with those games.
But that's the thing.
I'm just so excited about 3D Dot Game Heroes.
Oh.
I need that game so bad. I
do
that
too,
to
man.
Redeem my Zelda passion. Like,
oh, Twilight Princess 2 or whatever might be good. You never know.
Well, see, that's the thing. Yeah. I think I might be one of the few people that actually enjoyed Twilight Princess.
Well, you know, Darksiders thing is going to get me to go back to Twilight Princess. That's what I'm thinking.
And a lot of people didn't like the wolf part of Twilight Princess, and I didn't mind it at all. I thought it was well done. But
Kami says, "What's up?"
Yeah, I know, right? Kami says, "Thanks for stealing my shit."
Kami's like, "Wait a second, my whole gameplay is based on Zelda. I should keep my mouth shut."
Um, Where am I going now? Oh, so yeah, I mentioned Lunar Silver Star Harmony. The demo came out for PSP. You can download it via PSN. And played through the demo, and it's Lunar. That's for sure.
Yeah.
it's very, you know, standard fare for anyone who's played Lunar before. Visuals are much better. They actually did do new sprites and everything, and there's actually a significant jump in animation as far
as still 2D though, right?
Oh yeah, still 2D, still sprite based.
Listening,
and I was really happy with the way it looks. I really was, because it's very, like, I want to say it's very early 32-bit sprite based RPG looking.
And, like, Albert Odyssey type,
but it's clean.
Like,
it's really, really clean, though.
It's and that's kind of what it's like, Jeff. I mean, it's you'll. I would say download the demo and check it out.
Yeah,
I think you might enjoy
like
it. All of it's voice acted. The voice acting is decent.
Low times for battles.
They didn't use the original voices from the Working Designs collection.
No, the Working Designs collection was just staff that did it. So they actually, I think they actually went out and found some voice actors to do this stuff.
Well,
and
you don't get to talk to Galleon in the demo, because I only played maybe like a half hour of the demo. I didn't play it as much as I wanted to. But
it's not much more longer than that.
If they replace the voice actor for Galleon, I'm going to be severely
pissed. Dude, Galleon's voice actor was awesome. I don't know if they got him back, though.
He is amazing. Like, Galleon's my favorite villain ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
We'll talk about that a little more.
I've talked about that on break, too, because I have some questions to ask you about that, so I just won't bore the listeners until then.
Right.
Oh, no, I was talking about Galleon. We'll talk about that later
on in
the show.
Right? Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I peeked at some of the emails, and there's something that I'm going to bring up.
All right,
but,
great.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, the demo is just, you know.
Now, this is based off which one? Which Lunar?
Silver Star.
Oh, that was one of those Sega CD, right? Originally.
Yeah, it originally came out. It's the first one. It came out on Sega CD, and then they remade it on PlayStation. I was really happy with it. Definitely. Exceed is definitely getting my $40 for that collector's edition. I will own this game 3 times. I have no problem with that at all.
I might look into that because I want a good role-playing game for my PSP.
Oh,
to take
it's good,
counter.
Dude.
So
and
good.
The story is whatever, but the journey is really cool because you're actually going to find all these pieces of like this dragon armor and shit like that. And
I got one question.
What's up?
Is it a grind fest?
Yeah, it kind of is. You have to work your way up, because if you're not prepared, like if you don't grind your way up to the level you're supposed to be for the boss that's ahead, you're gonna get your ass kicked.
That I can understand, but is it like a grind for an hour then go fight the boss? It's like, oh shit!
Oh, no.
It's not that long. You can
work your way through the, especially if you go to the extra rooms and you're not running away from all the monsters you're coming across. You'll be ready.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's the thing, Jeff. There's also no random battles. You see all the enemies on screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay then.
As a matter of fact, sometimes you shouldn't battle. Like in the first cave that you go into, there's like these blocks of ice that you can't break. And there's like these Sasquatches running around, and they'll charge you, and if you move out of the way, right, like at the last second, they'll break through the ice for you so you can get whatever, you know, items are behind it. So, you know, there's actually some strategy involved in the way the enemies are placed as well. So, but yeah, overall, really good. The demo's pretty short. You meet the first dragon, the white dragon, and, you go through the first dragon trial. And that's about it. Then the demo ends and it says, and it asks you to save the demo data, because apparently they're going to open something up for you if you play through the demo. So, if you guys are interested in playing this game, go out and get the demo and play through it. It'll be worth hopefully it'll be worth your while. Yeah. I'm probably going to try and, pop in Silver Star Story and I want to do like a compare and contrast, and, I might put that up on the site.
Cool.
Because if I remember,
www.interactivedistractions.com.
Yeah, it's a website.
If I remember right, they don't have those. There's like a almost like a limit break type attack now, and I don't think those were. Yeah, I don't think those were in the original.
No, they weren't. They weren't, especially in the Working Designs reboot.
Yeah.
That definitely it was not in there, because it was straight up basic. Your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn.
Yeah, and they had like special attacks and stuff, but this is like. it's not a spell. It doesn't use any magic points or something like that. There's a meter that builds up, and it's literally like a limit break. And the each character has their own one in it, and it does this slash across the screen, and you see the character's face, and you know they there's like a little voice track that goes with it, and then they do the special attack. It's really freaking cool. I was impressed by it. So yeah, check it out.
Awesome.
And that is it for me. So, Jeff, I'm going to give you the show. So, we'll do some news.
Cool. Yeah, we'll do some news. We won't go by quite as quickly as we did last week, but we'll get through this. First up, God of War 3.
Hey, Sony. I know that game.
Santa Monica came out, and they said, which is kind of expected. As we know, God of War 1, 2, and 3 is going to be a trilogy. Of course, with Chains of Olympus being kind of like an offshoot or a prequel. Everyone was kind of worried that what was going to happen with God of War after this, but they've come out and said that they are going to continue the God of War series after 3. It's just going to basically conclude the trilogy, which basically mirrors exactly what Bungie said after Halo 3.
Right, right.
So it's not really, I mean,
it's just a story
common
arc.
Common sense. Yeah, it's a story arc and it's common sense. The game makes money. Why would they put it to rest? It's
exactly. This is one of Sony's staples. There's no need to say, hey, we're not going to make any more God of War games. That would be retarded.
Yes. Like I said, as long as they don't put out like card games and start whoring it out and put out like weird ass shit.
And then pull in like random characters that mean nothing to the basic story, like Sega did with Sonic. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so wait, so Kratos being in the next Kingdom Hearts is bad?
That would be bad.
Okay.
Unless he tears everything to shreds.
I'm going to take that off.
He's going to be in Disney Kart Racers.
I'm going to take that off my predictions list for the next couple of episodes. Never mind. I didn't say anything.
Slash that.
Don't worry about it.
Awesome. Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
Yes,
so,
you're
at least one of us is really looking forward to that.
Yes.
Both two of us.
Hell yeah.
Well, I know more than one of us are, but I mean, especially Chris. That's like
especially Chris.
Castlevania is his baby. Konami's come out and said that the lead platform is actually the PS3. So for all you PS3 owners out there, do not worry. You're not going to be getting a half-assed, crappy 360 port like Bayonetta recently. And also the devs have said that both versions run and perform identically on both consoles and look the same. So that's some good news to look forward to.
That is good news. I am very excited about that. I am really trying to get in touch with Konami about getting some people on the show to talk about Lords of Shadow in the future. So fingers crossed that'll happen.
And I'm sure we might see that on a couple of lists later on, maybe. If not, maybe we'll see Half-Life 3. But those people might want to take it off because rumor is that it might be pushing to 2011, and not only will Episode 3 be pushed to 2011, it might actually become a full-on sequel as opposed to an episode.
So, like an upgrade to the engine too?
Yeah, basically like a full-on upgrade. This is just rumors right now coming out of It was some outlet somewhere. Someone at Valve was basically kind of like an inside source type thing. But yeah, I mean, at this point, why not? It's been 2 years since episode two. At what point do you stop and say, dude, this isn't episode of content anymore? This is like, you're dragging on your engine. This is ridiculous. How many games we've seen in that 2 year span?
Right.
But yeah, so don't look for that anytime soon, possibly. Don't keep your fingers crossed. But if it does come out, if they improve the engine, might be big things. I mean, it's Half-Life. It always will be. So, awesome stuff. Yeah. So, while you're speaking of Valve, Steam is going to be offering up free copy of Bioshock with a pre-order of Bioshock 2.
Ooh, that's PC. Really cool.
That's a really good deal.
That's a pretty damn good deal. So, if you have not checked out Bioshock, I wasn't a huge, huge fan, but I know it's like loved by many, many people. If you haven't played it and you want Bioshock 2, I mean, you're going to get it for free. So, go for it.
I ended up picking that up when it was $5. I'm actually wondering how much it is right now.
I have no idea. Probably not that much, because I'm pretty sure it's new. It's probably like 20, right?
I think that's about right, yeah.
Let's see, Bioshock, $20, that is correct.
There we go, so yeah, so it's still, it's $20 for free, and, you know, Bioshock 2, early reviews and previews are saying it might be pretty damn good. So,
I would expect it to, because Bioshock, the first Bioshock was critically acclaimed big time, so I would expect this to be nothing less than that.
Not the same devs, though. That kind of scares me.
But, you still never had a doubt that Bioshock 2 was not going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah.
Cool. I still need to play through the first one.
Really?
So many games I need to play through, man.
Dude, I did not finish BioShock 1. About halfway through, and then stopped for some reason.
Man, I need to finish that.
Well, actually, I played the demo like 2 times when it came out originally, and my wife told me I couldn't play it anymore because it was creeping her out.
Too creepy, yeah. It's
it is a really creepy game. Yeah. I mean, just the environment and just the way the whole thing lays out, it can get pretty creepy.
Yeah,
definitely. Other creepy things is playing video games with motion, waving your hands around. And
that's totally creepy. Damn those people with their Wiis.
Sony came out earlier this week and said that they are actually delaying their motion control until the fall. Originally, they had a plan for early 2010. They wanted to kind of get the jump on Microsoft, but with Microsoft's recent offering of their, they came out and said Natal will be hitting in the fall as well. I guess it kind of gave Sony some leeway, and they said that software might not have been there for the time they wanted to release, so they delayed it. So I guess we're gonna have Natal and Sony. I think Arc is the rumor, is the name of it.
Yeah, they came out and denied that, but who knows? Yeah, I actually kind of like Sphere better.
I think a better name would be fucking the Sony.
Who
gives a
shit?
Because I don't.
I don't either. I don't want any more motion control, man. We tried that. It didn't work. I just want to move on.
Give me my sticks. Yeah. My sticks.
Damn right. That's I want to sit my said. Fat ass on a couch and lay there in my snuggie.
In your snuggie.
Yes. And play my video my games.
Video my games.
Anyway, that was your news, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about our most anticipated games of the year. And then we'll do some listener email, new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us. We'll be back right after this. It's time to wake up.
Reactive Distractions would like to publicly thank our many sponsors. Kind and caring souls such as, nobody. Really, it is fine. We will be okay on our own. Thanks anyway. If you need us, we will be turning tricks on the corner to pay our hosting fees. And now back to the show.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Today we are talking about our most anticipated games of 2010. And holy shit. It's like every time we think we've reached a new high with response from you guys, destroy. And I'm just going to say I apologize to those who we don't get to on this podcast, but we had, 22 emails and 5 voicemails for Question of the Week.
It's been astounding, the response we've been getting, yeah.
Yeah, crazy stuff. So we grabbed a lot of the ones that had some of the more obscure titles in the as far as the list goes. Because a lot of the ones that were mentioned several times. So we picked some people that picked some unique games that a lot of people might not have on their radar, just so we could have some more interesting conversation and maybe turn you guys on to some new games that you may not have known were coming out this year. How do you guys want to do this? I mean, we picked out a handful of things. You want to start with an email or start with a voicemail?
Let's start with a voicemail. We can swap it off.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
All right, cool deal.
Let's do this one right here.
G'day, guys. It's Fluffy Nuts. Figured I'd give you a call for the question of the week. The game I'm looking most forward to has got to be Fallout New Vegas. I mean, I know that there's no date or anything yet, but I love Fallout, and any more of it would be great. Anyway, that's it. Bye.
Thank you.
I wanted to trim a little bit, you know, after that fluffy. It's kind of. But fluffy usually means soft.
I was kind of disappointed that he wasn't drunk because he calls into the Drunken Gamer.
He calls
every
it the Drunken Gamer Raider like every fucking week.
Completely
and he's wasted,
blitz.
Man.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited too because he said he's coming to MGC. He's going to make the trip.
Really?
Shit. Yeah.
I need to be there, man.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
to meet
him. You and having your fucking baby and responsibility and family and stuff. Money come where video games are number one priority.
Number
and
one.
Drinking.
Drinking.
Recognize.
You better
the
recognize.
Old Chris would come.
So, Fallout New Vegas, that's on my list, guys.
It's on mine, but you know, with Fallout being such a huge undertaking, and we don't have a single screenshot or a tentative date yet, I can't see this falling 2010 really.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too, but I'm hopeful. You know, as much time as I put into the original Fallout, well, not the original Fallout, Fallout 3. Mm-hmm. You know, I've clocked, it has to be 100 hours in that game. You know, went through all 5 expansions. I played the main storyline through twice. Mm-hmm. You know, I easily put in that much time into this game.
Yeah, that's easy, 100 hours.
Yeah.
Now, did they say that New Vegas was going to be in the same format, the first person, or are they going to try to go for a different look? Because it's Obsidian, right?
Yeah, I think they said they're going to keep the same format.
Okay, nice. I think so. Good. Well, it's going to be good then.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, Travis.
All right, we'll do a couple of emails real quick.
All right.
We'll start off with Mr. Nep. And he comes to us saying, hello, Indus. Hello. I wanted to chime in on this question, but I have to limit myself to stuff that's actually coming to the U.S. this year. Otherwise, a majority of them will be import games. Now, in no particular order, he starts off with White Knight Chronicles. I imported this game the day it came out, and I beat it about 2 months later. I have gone back to it a couple of times in 2009, and I'm eager to go back yet again, but this time in English. Next is DDR. It was announced last year, and I believe it's in track for a 2010 release. I think this would be an under the radar for everybody release, but it won't slide past me. I used to be very into DDR and pump it up during high school, but then I stopped. I want to get back into it, so I wanted to grab the upcoming one, and hopefully I'll get drawn back in like I used to be. Next is Heavy Rain. I see this game as a Western interpretation of the visual novel genre, so I'm very interested in this game. As long as the story is good throughout, this will be one game that's worth the money. Next, Mega Man Zero Collection.
Ooh.
Kind of cheating, but I'm ridiculously eager. It just got announced in Japan, but it seems as long as it hits in Japan by summer, it has a good chance to hit the US this year. As long as this is just a simple re-release, translating should be a quick portion, since all of the games already have an English translation in them. Next, Residence of Fate. Resonance, ooh. I'm sorry. I played the Japanese demo and my interest on it increased by a lot.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Tri-Ace has always had a good track record for making good combat systems, but they always suck at playtesting their shit. Hopefully, now that it's Sega producing the game, this usual problem will not occur. Okay, I lied. This is not just all US release games I'm looking forward to. I'm stopping now, so it's only a chunk of what I'm looking forward to. I've been ranting too long for each one, and now I need to shut up and let you guys continue with your show. All right, Mr. Nep out.
Thanks, cool.
Nepper.
Thank you,
Mr. Nep. That was a good list.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, I have comments about everything he listed. Heavy God. It's like, okay, for Mega Man Zero Collection, that's not cheating. I hope that does come out here. Because I would probably grab that. I do love the Zero Collection. And then he mentions Resonance of Fate. Talk about balls. This game's coming out on the same day. This RPG is coming out on the same day as Final Fantasy XIII.
Word.
I mean, that's crazy. And considering that, you know, I'm really not very interested in Final Fantasy XIII at this particular point. Resonance of Fate might be something I check out. You know, I heard there's a Japanese demo, so, and I meant to go get it before we did the show, but I just never got around to it. So hopefully I'll have something to say about that next week.
And I think that says a lot about what Tri-Ace thinks about their game.
Yeah.
You know, and because it's selling day and date with Final Fantasy, of course it's going to sell dick, but that
well,
says a lot.
Here it will.
That says a lot about their confidence.
I don't even think here, dude. Okay, I see. Never mind.
In Japan, Final Fantasy is already out, so yeah. It's not but something that is going to be competing. They've already been playing.
How did Infinite Undiscovery do in Japan?
What's that?
How did Infinite Undiscovery do in Japan? Well, then again, that was only 360, so yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was one of the reasons.
Oh, yeah. Then it didn't do well.
Yeah, but
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm interested in seeing what it's going to do. So we'll see what happens. He mentioned DDR, and if it's another universe game, I'm not really that interested. I mean, seriously, the pinnacle of DDR, in my opinion, was Max 2 for PS2, and I haven't really enjoyed one since then. But that's just me. So maybe he has some insight on that I don't know about. Fucking White Knight Chronicles, baby. That's all. That's still my number one most anticipated game. I can't wait for this game, and I've already started a thread on VG Evo about White Knights.
White Knights.
We're gonna start playing this game online, starting the week after it's released on Tuesdays. Tuesdays are gonna be White Knights. We're gonna play it every Tuesday at probably around, I don't know, eight or nine. Time hasn't been decided, but once we figure it out, I'll be mentioning that. But I know there's a lot of people that are gonna be jumping on board with this game, so I can't wait, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
And another thing, Nep mentioned in his email that he said he beat it 2 months later.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good amount of game right there. Also
keep in mind that he was playing it all in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So there might have been a little bit of a learning curve there. So
probably
it might not be, you know, it might not be a testament of how long the game is more than it is just that's how much, you know, how much time it took him to get through everything based on the fact that he may not have understood everything in the game.
Cool deal.
All right.
Moving on.
Sounds good.
All right. Cool deal. This is from Michael Ford. He says, hello, Indus.
Hello.
First off, let me start by congratulating Travis on becoming the new Indus host. Thank you.
I see why you picked this one. Anytime you get a chance to stroke your own fucking ego.
You don't know why
my cock is.
No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason I picked this. Anyway, I know I'm several weeks late, but this is the first opportunity I've had to write in since he started hosting. Also, congrats on your Saints getting into the playoffs. I'm still bitter about my season.
Picked this one just so he could stroke his ego, dude.
Well, the Saints are just going to end after this weekend. So
I know. Vikings are going to kill him. It's fine.
Go fuck yourselves. Anyway, I'm still bitter about the season my Tampa Bay Bucks had, but hey, we beat you in your own stadium, so it wasn't a total waste. We also get third pick in a draft. Yay, I guess. You need to get that. What was that? Florida quarterback. Anyway, this isn't the football podcast. Anywho's, on to my answer to your question of the week. My most anticipated games of 2010 are, in order, Splinter Cell Conviction. Hopefully it's better than Double Agent.
Hopefully it comes out this year.
It's got to be. It's made by the Raid developer.
Yep, right. Yeah. Battlefield Company 2. I have never played the first one, but the sequel is looking really good, and I prefer class-based shooters more than the one-man army style of gameplay in the Call of Duty and Halo series. God of War 3, Kratos, yes. plus borderline illegal amounts of blood and gore, plus great graphics and gameplay equal win. Dragon Age Origins Awakening. Now, technically, this isn't a standalone game, but an expansion of Dragon Age Origins. However, it supposedly adds 20 or more hours of gameplay, a new storyline that takes 3 months after the end of Origins, new origin stories and characters, and more. Plus, Dragon Age Origins was my overall game of the year for 2009, so there is no way I will pass this up. And finally, my most anticipated game of 2010. Mass Effect 2. The first game was a masterpiece, and it seems that Mass Effect 2 is going to be bigger and better in every single way.
It does.
I have three characters from the first game that I have completed and are ready to be imported into the sequel. I can't wait to see how my decisions in Mass Effect, which were completely different in each playthrough I did, and how they will alter the universe and storyline of Mass Effect 2. Not much else to say. It's going to be epic. Hopefully, we get more than a little side boob this time around.
Hey, you got an ass last time.
Yeah.
A little bit. They big cut old, it down for Dragon Age, though.
Big old blue ass. Thanks for reading my email, and keep up the great work from MikeFL25 on VG Evo.
Awesome. Thanks, thank you, Mike.
Cool deal.
I can't wait for Mass Effect.
I can't either.
I can't wait for Splinter Cell.
Did you guys watch the new trailer?
No, I haven't.
The release trailer.
I'm trying to keep myself away from this stuff. I want to be surprised, but
this is the first time I've done that. I'm keeping myself. I want to click. Want to click? I'm like, no, I can't. I'm like, can't, because apparently,
there are some spoilers.
Yeah, apparently the first, like, half an hour of this game is the best first half hour of, like, any game ever. So, like, in terms of, like, the opening sequence and everything like that.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy shit happens. I'm like, I don't want that ruined for me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't watch it, no.
Yeah, there are some spoilers that kind of foreshadow what's going to happen to some characters from the first game. And I kind of can, you know, by watching the release trailer, I'm like, oh, I know what's going to happen.
I kind of heard some stuff about what's happening with Rex.
Rex is weird because depending on how you played the first game.
Yeah, I know. It's whether or not Rex is...
Rex got his face blown off when I played Mass Effect.
Oh, see, that's the thing. He didn't get his face blown off when I played it.
Yeah, me neither.
So apparently that is a relatively large story element. Well, not relatively large, but
the guy who's like Rex that they've shown on the other trailers is not Rex.
Yeah. His name's
something totally different.
Bland, like meat or something.
It's something crazy.
Something like that. Yeah, it's something weird.
No, it really is.
It really is.
Like lamb shank.
Isn't it grunt or something?
I think it might be grunt.
Yeah.
Grunt.
I don't know. It's something.
No, that's even better.
IGN posted a neat little video of the importing process, and it's really, really quick and simple. All you do on the main screen, you hit new game.
Oh, I gotta
and
see that.
It'll say import Mass Effect 1 character, a Mass Effect 2 character, or start a completely new character. But when you click on the Mass Effect 1 character, all your characters you have on your hard drive will show up on the left, and when you click the character you want, it won't totally accept it and put you in the game. It'll bring up this other menu, and on the left it'll say these are based on the game that's going to follow, you know, Mass Effect 2. These decisions are the important decisions.
Yeah.
Okay, and it shows it's like a list of 8 of them on the left. Like Rex is saved. You decided.
Can you pick them?
No, you can't change them. It just tells you these are the decisions that you made in the game, and these are the decisions that will carry over from 1 to 2.
Hmm.
And I will say minor spoilers if you don't want anything spoiled at all, fast forward 5-10 seconds. It's not really that big of a spoiler actually, but apparently those decisions don't take that big of an effect in Mass Effect 2.
No, because
one of the things that I was wondering is how what exactly transfers with the character. You know, it's like, is the class transferred? Because
class stats and anything you've done. The only thing that transfers over is your decisions. That is it.
Yeah.
Well,
they want to give you fair share of all the new classes. So
which
they're not
makes
gonna,
sense.
Yeah, it does. That's fine.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, the main reason I was asking is because I had a lot more fun with my second character because I made her a biotic.
Right.
But because I had beaten it once already with a soldier, and because I had unlocked like the achievements and the way they do achievements in Mass Effect, it's like if you use a weapon achievement, if you unlock that weapon achievement, you can use that weapon with any other class. Yeah, so I had a biotic character that was using assault rifles.
Nice.
And she was a badass. It's like the last boss, I was playing through the game on veteran or whatever it was, the last boss didn't even get to move. I literally kicked his ass, and he never got to move.
Nice.
So, and that's kind of why I was asking, because I would love to have that combination of abilities again.
Yeah, well, you can just get him again in the second one.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's no big deal.
I mean, you also, in Bayonetta, you bought that item early to put you in witch time whenever you get hit, but whatever. I mean, if you want to do that.
I like that item. It's an awesome item.
Me too. That was the first thing I bought.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, are you guys serious?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I only didn't buy it because I never had 100,000 souls in the entire game.
Oh, that's because you suck, but you know.
Well, I didn't have to buy that to beat the game.
Yeah, but I bet we had more fun playing it.
I bought attacks and combos and stuff like that. Yeah. Anywho.
All right. What's next?
What else did Michael talk
about?
Fuck
you, Chris.
Fuck you, Jeff.
Fuck you. I'm sorry. I love you guys. I'm sorry. Anyway.
I'm sorry. Jason actually feels bad for that. I shouldn't have done
that. Yeah, I know.
Take it back.
Yeah. We love Jason anyway. He also talked about Splinter Cell. I mean, like, no one really.
I think that's actually going to come out this year.
I think it is. I think it is. Actually, it comes out like in 2 weeks, next week, 2 weeks.
No, they delayed it, didn't they?
Oh, they did delay it again. That's right. That's right.
Which is why
I'm pumped about it because I think it's going to be one of the better co-op experiences that comes out until Halo Reach finally comes up. I don't know. I'm going to buy it. Fuck you guys.
Well, I haven't played a Splinter Cell. I don't think I've ever played a Splinter Cell.
I'm getting Splinter Cell.
Dude, that shit
go
looks
ahead,
awesome.
Chris, Yeah, it does. If they actually if they pull it off right, I think they've done something crazy original that hasn't been done before. But they delayed it again, and it's
starting to worry you a little bit.
The what?
Is it starting to worry you a little bit?
It's kind of.
Do you think it's more or less? It's not of a production value thing. It's more
The thing. If they do it like they're saying they do it like Arkham Asylum was delayed that last month or two. Purely for polish, and that's what they're saying they're doing it for. They're saying the game is done. It's basically purely for polish. If that's actually true, then that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, Ubisoft really it'll last like 3 years. They're not really like known to be put out totally really polished products. Like, okay, obviously Assassin's Creed 2 is a little bit like different. Assassin's Creed 1
sucks. What are you talking about?
Kind of janky. Eh. And Double Agent. Nah, whatever. And I don't know. And then again, this game was built up from the ground up twice. So I'm hoping. But the footage, it looks awesome. It's not on my list personally just because of that. But I mean, I loved Chaos Theory, and it's made by the same devs who made Chaos Theory. So
that's
a great
game. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to have some kind of hope in there. So we'll see.
All right.
Cool deal. Well, Chris, you have a couple of voicemails waiting for us?
Oh, sure. I can play one real quick.
All right, cool.
Let's see who we got this time.
What's going on, Indus? This is Life as a Gamer, also known as Chris. I guess it would be Chris, also known as Life as a Gamer.
Hey, Chris, the guy you called a jerk.
Anyway, my most anticipated game of 2010 would have to be Metroid Other M.
Nice.
Ooh. I know some people say they don't think it'll be out this year, but I do. You're much better than the overrated new Super Mario Brothers, but that's for another podcast.
Hell right, yeah.
Nice. Metroid Other M.
Yeah, that was an
E3. I forgot about that game.
Yeah, they announced that at E3 last year, and it kind of just disappeared. Like, everybody forgot about it, that it was coming out.
I'm just going to... That is my second most anticipated Wii game this year. I'm just going to say that.
What's your first?
Galaxy 2.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking loved Galaxy. But, man, Other M looks badass from what I've seen so far. I can't wait to see more about this game. I'm skeptical, too, you know, because it's by Team Ninja. And
oh, really?
Sans Itagaki, which to me says, we're going to throw this on the Ninja Gaiden engine.
And the camera's still going to suck.
Yeah, exactly. That's what scares me.
Yeah, and that's what scares me too. So they really need to get that camera under control, but if they could do that, this game could work, dude. This game could be awesome.
Now you guys got me kind of scared because now I'm thinking to myself, okay, bad camera and waggle controls. Oh,
oh no. Man, I'm not looking forward to waggle controls on this game.
I don't think it's gonna have waggle controls. I don't think you can with a game that's going to be that action-oriented.
Dude, I hope they do with the classic controller. More Wii games need to use the classic controller.
Yeah, totally. I agree. Totally agree.
More Amasa for the win. There you go.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. And if you are going to go motion, go Metroid Prime Collection, because I actually think those control better with the motion controllers. Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
And get it fast.
Where's my game?
Yeah, it's almost gone.
Cool deal. Well,
all right, back to you, Travis. Let's do some
back
more.
Back to emails. All right, we starting off this one. Hello, Indus crew. About my most anticipated games of 2010, the list goes more or less like this. Number 5, Alpha Protocol. The game looks like it's a lot of fun, and for people that don't know it, the gameplay looks similar to Mass Effect, but the setting is more of a Metal Gear Solid / Splinter Cell kind of story, with espionage instead of science fiction. Interesting game, especially for people like me, who only have a PS3, which looks like the closest I will get to play Mass Effect. That is, unless Sega decides to delay it once again. Number 4. Final Fantasy XIII. The game looks great, and it's going to be, no doubt about it, the biggest JRPG release for the PS3 to date. The reason why this is not higher is because I have seen the trailers, and the amount of corniness I saw makes me fear, in the words of Danny Glover, I'm too old for this shit. Maybe I am mistaken, and I would love some JRPG action, so I will have to wait and see. Number 3, Resistance 3. although the single player in the second one was not as good as it was in the first. I can't tell the amount of hours I spent in the co-op mode leveling up all my classes. Well, actually, I can. Over 100 hours, which is a lot to me for a first-person shooter.
How much negative fun is on that?
Ooh.
I wasn't a fan of the co-op in that. It's sadly, like, okay, go ahead. I'll say after.
Yeah,
okay.
Come back to it.
And more about Resistance 3. I can only hope Insomniac will combine and improve over the things that make the first two games great. Number two, Super Street Fighter 4, 2010, Indus Game of the Year. Still sorry that the game is not
Chris,
DLC.
How do you think about that?
Although, with everything they have announced so far, I can see why. Still, new characters, new moves, new stages, new online modes make this a worthy addition. Still hoping that they keep their promise of a smaller release price and some bonus to Street Fighter 4 players. And finally, number one, God of War 3.
Yeah.
Need I say more? The last two games are, in my opinion, among the greatest games of the previous generation, and the new God of War collection proves that the games have aged wonderfully.
Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah. The demo is great, and everything I read about it makes me think it's going to be even more epic. Gross. If I had to choose one game that makes me choose to buy a PS3 over a 360, this would be it. So, this is my list of most anticipated games. If I think most of these games are going to be released in the next 3 months, 2010 looks like a pretty good year for games already. Regards, Hermes, or on PSN, Hermes 200.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Thanks, Hermes.
Good stuff. What were you saying about Resistance? Jeff?
I was just saying it's funny because I didn't like Resistance Co-op at all, and my main problem with Resistance Co-op, like, I thought it was too MMO-like, like, you're not shooting the actual characters, but there's hitboxes on them, mm-hmm. and it's giving you kind of, they have, like, hit points, mm-hmm. but then I loved Borderlands, and I think because my thing was, like, when Resistance, I expected Resistance Co-op to be more like a Halo Co-op, or, like, something along those lines where it's like the campaign where it should feel like the multiplayer or the single player and play like it with that many people, but it didn't. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird. And I think, well, I'm not going to compare Borderlands to Resistance 3 or Resistance 2 directly because I think they totally went for something else. But it's just weird how Borderlands, the way they have their shooting mechanic was similar to Resistance 2's co-op. But what they put around it made it that much of a better package. And it's just weird how that kind of happens.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't like Resistance 2 at all. Like, sorry, who wrote in for that one?
Hermes.
Yeah, Hermes. Like, yeah, I thought Resistance 1 was much better than Resistance 2 in terms of single player. And
yeah, I actually haven't even gotten Resistance 2 yet. I mean, I originally was going to, and then I just kind of, you know, I played the multiplayer beta and stuff, it was just, mm-hmm. it kind of turned me off of it a little bit.
Don't
you
bother.
Know?
They basically tried to take what Halo was doing and put it in their universe, and it didn't work.
Hmm.
Like, they mm-hmm. took the one thing that was going for them, the crazy amount of guns,
right.
and having them all at your disposal.
Oh, yeah, and then they made it so you can
only
carry around
two. And it wasn't mm-hmm. even like Halo where you can pick whatever two you want. You can use them whatever way you want in the environment. No, they forced you to use certain guns at certain times. So if you saw, like, a shotgun lying on the ground, you're like, I'm going to pick up the shotgun because I'm going to need it. Or there's a rocket launcher here.
Yeah.
If I don't pick up this rocket launcher, I'm not going to be able to beat this boss.
Yeah.
And they do that all throughout the game.
Exactly. It's
you
it's,
know you have to use that weapon for this next part.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure Sony might have won. Like, speculation, one of them, like, we need something to compete with Halo, you know, whatever. And because Insomniac is a great developer. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They're awesome.
Because the first Resistance was, I mean, even I enjoyed it. And I don't even like first-person shooters.
Yeah. I think that Sony clamped down on them, was like, okay, this is what we want Resistance 2 to be like, and I think hoping for 3, they say, you know what? Fuck it, we're wrong. Make Resistance 3 how you want to make Resistance 3.
I hope so. That would be good.
Hopefully.
That would be good.
I hope so. But I like the figurine I got with it.
And he also mentioned God of War 3. Now, I want to ask you something, Jeff.
Sorry, that's my belt tightening.
I want to ask you something because I don't know if anyone else is going to bring God of War, so I don't know if I'll have this chance.
Oh, whoa. You're saying no one else mentioned God of War?
No, I'm saying I don't know if. So I just want to go ahead and mention
that's
this cool. now.
As
a lot of the other media outlets have they got a chance to go see some behind closed doors footage of these new scenes where Kratos is on the back of the Titan Gaia
fighting on his arm and shit.
And they actually show. Did you see the pictures? Like they
because
I don't think any I don't think any video was shown, but like you get the close up shot where you're fighting, it's all in game. You're fighting
and you're on his arm, and you see his face
and the camera completely backs away, far far away, to where you're still controlling Kratos, and he's like a little ant on the screen, and everything backs up,
and
you're looking
at Titan. You're seeing the oh geez.
I'm cool with that as long as it's like a split second shot, but as long as they have the scale in perspective, like if you're just like running around a level and it shakes every once in a while, like you're on the back of a Titan, I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
But that shot where it's like, it's kind of like you're fighting dudes. Obviously that arm is moving. He's climbing something.
They're climbing Mount Olympus.
In the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, that's exactly like a year ago.
That's what we were talking about a year
ago. That's exactly
what we
were talking
about. We want God of War mixed with Shadow of Colossus.
Yeah. We were saying, I guess my exact thing was, I could be at the point now with God of War that I was with Halo, where I'm like, okay, I would like another God of War game just to be like God of War 2, but with prettier graphics and whatever. But what would really blow me away, take it to that next, like the bigger scale, where it just shows like the scale of everything, and just everything is that much bigger. It would fucking be awesome. When I saw those pictures,
You get that feeling?
Yeah, I got that feeling.
Awesome.
I got that feeling.
And did you see where the PR guys were also saying that, you know, when you're on the back of this Titan, you can see out into the distance and you see this huge battle going on. You see the gods
that's
battling.
Important.
That's all going to be that's all actual like 3D rendered. Mm-hmm. That's all happening in the background. That's not
I hope
little,
that is, because if that doesn't go in
they,
there,
they said
it's just
it.
An
no, they
illusion.
Said it is. They said all that is real. They modeled every single bit of that, and that's actually
that
going on
awesome.
In the background of the game while
I hope
you're
so.
Well, you know, Sony has been handing over the resources to get this game right.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
I guarantee you that Santa Monica Studio knows exactly how to get everything out of that cell processor. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, for sure. And it shows. I mean, the demo, like everyone I show that demo to was like, wow, that looks awesome.
There's nothing better than using Helios's head as a flashlight.
Dude, if you want to use his head, you use your chains and like the,
the
Blades
absolutely.
Of Chaos, and you're using those and it's lighting up the, dude.
Gorgeous.
Oh,
absolutely
just,
gorgeous.
I got to be right back. I can't wait. Anywho, do we have another email? Because we keep talking about God of War, it's going for a while.
All right, we do have another one, in fact, Jeff. It's from one of our hometown guys, Dylan Northrup.
Hey, Dylan.
Hey, he says, here is my most anticipated video game releases of 2010. Mass Effect 2. I'm very happy that it's just around the corner. Final Fantasy 13. He says, since I moved the PS2 down to the basement, I've been waiting for a Final Fantasy release I could play in the TV room on the large screen. Given Sony's too stupid to keep backwards compatibility in their PS3 now, that they have actual good games coming up for the system, this will be the first chance in a long time to play a proper Final Fantasy game. He mentioned StarCraft 2. I know you guys don't do PC games, but this is going to be huge. Metroid Other M. Metroid from Team Ninja. There's a good chance it won't suck, and that's why it's very highly anticipated by me. Super Mario Galaxy 2. This
is
mostly for my kids, but I like the first one and look forward to some of the platforming goodness in space.
Nice.
Star Wars The Old Republic.
Nice.
Which
oh,
is,
wow.
I think
am
they announced,
I'm mad about that game, but I'll get on that.
I think they announced that is officially 2011, though. But
oh, did they?
If they did. If there's a WoW killer, this could be it.
I agree.
The Star Wars franchise in the hands of a developer that hasn't done a bad game yet bodes well for this game. And also, World of Warcraft Cataclysm. This will make the face of WoW literally and figuratively. With two expansions under their belt, I'm looking forward to see what Blizzard has in store for the third expansion. This presumes Cataclysm is actually released in 2010. I'd actually wager it's early release. It's a release early 2011.
Right.
And that is signed again. Dylan, oh no, I'm sorry. He says, now let's see if I can save my nickels and dimes to be able to afford all of these games, and more importantly, carve out the time to be able to play them. Signed, Dylan in Atlanta.
That's
Hot
Dylan.
Atlanta.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you guys know Dylan?
I do know Dylan. He's actually a friend of mine.
Favoritism. But,
I didn't pick the emails. Travis did. First thing I wanted to say is, StarCraft 2. Yeah, I don't expect that to be out this year. Sorry.
I do. I think it's going to hit. We'll get to our prediction. I think it's going to. They have to, dude.
The first portion of it, because they're doing three separate releases.
Oh yeah, that's right. They're doing the Activision milking with the three different versions.
No,
of it.
They are
three full price, and I think they did announce that they're going to be $60. I could be wrong, but I did hear they're going to be another $60 games instead of $50.
We don't think we should put them all in one disc because we're putting enough content in to be able to sell them six more times or whatever.
That's right.
Of course.
Because we're getting our advice from Bobby Koprick.
And ODST was worth $60.
That's right. The other thing that I was going to say is that, first of all, Mario Galaxy is awesome. I can't wait for that game.
Do I get like shunned? Not like did Travis? Well, okay, never mind. Travis hasn't played it. He just got a Wii.
I used to have a Wii, and I played this thing front to back and got all the stars with Mario and Luigi. So suck it, Canadian.
You got all the stars with Luigi too.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
One step above Riccio.
Yeah. I only got I got 11 stars into Luigi's path and then I stopped.
I thought the game was easier.
Am I like one show away from you guys calling me Shabotsky?
Shabotsky. Nice.
You're getting there, buddy. You're getting there.
You are really afraid of the dark like the rest of your country.
No.
Oh, shit. But yeah, Old Republic, totally on that. I am jumping on that game.
I think
so fast.
Old Republic, like you said, is going to be the close to a WoW killer because it's Star Wars, it's BioWare. If it's done right, dude,
it could do it. Yeah,
but I'm pissed because I don't like MMOs and I want Knights of the Old Republic 3 from BioWare.
Yeah, I know.
Me too. Yeah.
That actually reminds me, I did play some more of the Star Trek beta, but apparently it wasn't interesting enough for me to mention.
Star Trek, really? I like the new movie, that's about it.
The new movie was badass. Hell yeah. So, Chris?
Yeah.
Got any more voicemails, buddy?
Hey,
we
can
do some
that,
more.
Too.
How many emails was that?
That was two.
We're halfway through.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought we were done. I'm like, we can do a couple more.
All right, here we go.
Okay, for the question of the week, there's quite a few different games I'm looking forward to. I'm not really going to go over all the big-name ones like Heavy Rain and new Mass Effects and stuff, because I'm pretty sure everyone will cover that. Instead, I'm going to look at some of the more niche titles that I'm kind of interested in. So, first up, the obvious, Sheeran the Wanderer for the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone should know why I like that game and why I'm very, very excited for that one. Next up, we got Infinite Space for the DS. This is a spaceship RPG being made by Nude Maker and Platinum. It looks pretty interesting.
Nude Maker.
And a little bit different.
That's what I heard.
I'm kind of excited for it. And the final known title is Hezix Force for PSP, which is a Sting RPG. So it should be very quirky and interesting, which is why I'm kind of looking forward to it. And there's a few other games that I'm interested in finding out about. I don't know whether they've been confirmed or not. Obviously, we'd like to hear something more about The Last Guardian. Hopefully a release date.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Also, I'd like to hopefully to see if Atlus will bring over Operation Bitter Chocolate, also known as R-Type Command 2.
No.
Because I really like the first one, and I'd love to see the sequel. And finally, I wish Iron would get off their ass and talk about Bumpy Trot 2, finally, since it's been like 4 years plus in development now. Really like to see something, but I doubt why I will. Anyway, I'll catch you next week.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah,
Repeat's... Can I hire Repeat to come over and like, when I go to like a gaming store, they can just punch me in the face and I reach for like Call of Duty. Like, no, you want this game that you've never heard of. That's good.
He has a rolled up newspaper and slaps you on the nose.
No, seriously. No. Some like big dead trout. Just like smack me in the face. I wouldn't have played Retro Game Challenge if it wasn't for him.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest. None of us would have heard of half the games he just listed right now. I'm like,
as per expected, the only game he mentioned that I was like, oh, was Last Guardian.
I definitely know Sheeran the Wanderer because that one was out on
DS.
I've
heard of that. Yeah.
And it's a roguelike, and the game is fucking hard, dude. And now they're making one for the Wii, and it looks pretty good. Whether I jump on it or not is that's a different story. I'm not sure. Because honestly, that was I thought. I thought Demon Souls was frustrating. No, Shiren the Wanderer has a beat, man, in my book. It's hard.
Cool deal. All right, moving on for more emails.
All right.
All right. This is from Nabishin186.
All right.
Nabishin. He says, what up, Indude? Your old pal Nabishin here to answer your question of the week of my most anticipated games of 2010. This list is in no particular order, except the last entry. Prinny 2, Dawn of the Great Pantsu War.
Nice.
The first Prinny is the only game to frustrate me to the point I want to pull out my hair, but it makes up for it for making me laugh my ass off as I progress through the game.
Dude!
And that what I know the second one will give me. For testing my skills as a gamer while making me laugh along the way, definition of a great game.
Agreed.
Moving on, he says Project Needle Mouse. Sonic the Hedgehog in 2D with high-def graphics and with no unnecessary annoying friends along with him.
Wait, did they confirm that that's 2D?
I thought that was the original plan altogether.
Oh, fuck yes. Thank you. Okay.
And he says, need I say more? Okay, I will. No 3D, no shadow, no human princesses falling in love with a hedgehog, no sword, no werehog, and no Mario to compete with in a stupid-ass Olympic game.
And no guns. Okay.
Fair enough.
Drink.
He moves on with Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep.
Oh, man.
Okay, partly this is, fanboyism because the title says Kingdom Hearts. Don't judge me, Chris. You're the same with Castlevania. But seriously, this game is going to be great. The story will deepen, the gameplay will be more refined, and with the new things like co-op coming into the mix, this looks like this will be the best in the series so far. His last game he mentions is No More Heroes Desperate Struggle.
Oh, cool.
This game is without a doubt my most anticipated game of 2010.
Wow.
Everything about this game, from its visual style, gameplay, story, over-the-topness, sense of humor, I just absolutely love. The first No More Heroes is one of the greatest examples of how to make full use of the Wii's features without it feeling gimmicky and overused. I implore anyone who has a Wii, Travis, to check this game out, because as far as the current list of 2010 games that are releasing, nothing is topping this game for me. So there you have it. I hope you guys dig my list. Later, Nabishin186.
Wow.
Thanks, Nabishin.
That's pretty impressive to have that as like top anticipated game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I
definitely want to check out No More Heroes.
It's fun, dude.
I haven't played it.
The only thing that about it was they kind of made it an open world game when you weren't on a mission, and it didn't need to be. And
all right,
I kind of hope that they fix that in the second one, where they actually make it so that it's a little bit more streamlined, going from one mission to the next.
The HD ones come out this Tuesday, don't they? Like tomorrow
in Japan? Yeah, I don't know. Is that when it is?
I don't know.
Could be. I might import that if it gets cheap enough.
Edumacated on this stuff.
isn't the main character named Travis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bot! Nice.
Travis
and the
Touchdown.
Kingdom Heart, really? That's his name?
Yeah, Travis Touchdown.
Oh, that is the greatest name ever. And the Kingdom Hearts game I'm really pumped about. It's the PSP one, right?
Dude, you should see how many PSPs that sold in Japan.
Really?
Oh, it shot it well. It didn't shoot it through the roof, but it really, really increased the number of PSPs selling in Japan. Not the Go, because, you know, the Go is ass, but, you know, the regular PSP was selling pretty well.
And Birth by Sleep, I mean, if you know more about it and I'm wrong, correct me, but I believe it's a prequel to everything. Like, it's complete. It takes place before anything that in the storyline so far. And I was looking at some videos for it, and it seems when you beat Kingdom Hearts 2, with the, you know, when you beat it with 100% completion, you get the special video at the end. And the special video at the end was weird because they had these three armored knights fighting this wizard, but it was more realistic. You know how Final Fantasy 7 to 8, they made that jump to more realistic looking characters?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were doing the same deal, and it's all in CG, but they're more like, you know, anatomically correct characters and everything. But they're in full armor, and they're all using keyblades. Well, apparently Birth by Sleep is it's these three characters. So it's more of a, they're still going to have, like, you know, the people that look like Roxas and Sora, but they're going to have these more realistic looking characters as well. So I'm really interested in this game. I think it's going to be really good.
Cool.
I'm pumped about it. Yeah. Kingdom Hearts for the win.
All right.
With Kratos.
With Kratos. Yeah,
with,
yeah,
Kratos. That's right.
You heard it here first. Indus broke it. Kratos within Kingdom Hearts there. Nice. All right, got another email from Jeffrey Swanson. He says, hello, Indus guys.
Hello.
I would just like to add my 2 cents for the games I am anticipating in for 2010. First one, Final Fantasy 13. I haven't had an itch for a Final Fantasy game since 7. Hopefully, this will get me back into the series.
Really? 3.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He probably hasn't played 9. God of War 3. I did not play God of War on the PS2, and having just played the God of War collection, want to kick more harpy butt.
Nice.
2. Oh, for the win. Or circle, whatever.
Circle. Or 0. Number 2. He says, White Knight Chronicles.
Yes!
I wanted this game when it came out in Japan in 2008 and have been waiting patiently for it ever since. And number 1. The Super Street Fighter 4s. With all the new improvements over the previous installment, I hope that Capcom does not delay this game too far into 2010. Plus, with the rebirth of Scrubsport.com, it's a website. I didn't say that he actually wrote that in there.
Nice.
It will be definitely be in contention for my game of the year.
I think I know who this is.
Keep up the great work. Sincerely, Biffsticks.
Biffsticks.
Cool. Wow. Okay,
White Knight Chronicles for the win.
And he says, please include me for the drawing for Myst, and if you read this aloud,
you're
a silly goose.
You have been included, cool. Sir.
Am I missing the boat on White Knight Chronicles, like, totally?
Jeff, I just decided this week that I think that's going to be a day one purchase for me.
You have to understand, my issue with it is that I am a level 5 fanboy. I really am. It's like,
I know you are.
I have not been disappointed by a level 5 game. And the...
Ever?
Well, the ones that I have played, I have not been disappointed of. And,
okay,
you know,
that makes sense.
And Rogue Galaxy is one of my favorite RPGs of all time. So, you know, and just looking at the how customizable
it
is.
It's supposed to be like PSO, right?
Not really. I mean, it does have that online mission-based 4-player co-op combat, but it's not real-time combat. You know, it's...
What?
It's hard to explain, and without playing it, I really can't explain it. That's the thing. But you customize your attacks, and you have to build up. You have to build up enough momentum to actually, you know, extend those combos and do the better moves.
Are they improving the game for North America?
The game has been
a good reception in Japan.
The reason it didn't get good reception in Japan is because of the lack of communication online. That's been fixed. So
is there voice chat?
There's voice chat and there's keyboard. You know, there's keyboard support as well. So and that's
how
the thing.
How many people for a lobby or per team?
There's 4 people per team and 16 people per lobby. And
okay, so it's like PSO. It's like probably like 16 people in a lobby. Then
and that's
you go on your
mission.
Right. It's like
and that's the thing. And the lobbies are your own custom lobbies. It's like they've got this like geo. God, what the hell is it called? Basically, you create your own town. And you can put shops in it and stuff like that.
Can anyone go to it?
And anyone can go to it. And it's pretty fucking cool. I mean, it just and then you
like
take
the
art
style.
Yeah, and then you take. I mean, it looks dated. The game is not
because they didn't take their level 5's usual art style. That's why it looks dated.
Well, it's because
you can play Rogue Galaxy and it doesn't look dated.
That's
like,
true.
That's
true.
It still looks cool. To me, when I see White Knight Chronicles play on like a video. I think Infinite and Discovery. That's exactly what I think of.
Yeah,
that's
right. And you're not the only one. A lot of people think that. You know, I've heard that before. But the thing about it is, I just love the way that they've intertwined the story and the online. It's like basically you can like while you're playing through the story, your online character is one of the members in your party, and you can just up and leave and do online stuff in the middle of a story. You know, in the
middle
of the story.
That's cool as shit.
And then
they've got
like, there's like 50 something missions that you can do online. And then they're going to have downloadable content for those, for more missions coming. So, you know.
Big question.
What?
Subscription?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think it's free online. Yeah. They have not mentioned anything about it. What?
True Fantasy.
Oh, the game that was supposed to come out on Xbox, but yeah. Microsoft kind of fucked over Level 5, something like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's why Level 5 doesn't make games for Microsoft anymore.
Well, they don't have to make True Fantasy for 360.
That's
they can
right.
make for PS3.
That's right. That's right.
Either way.
But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And I know that, I think tomorrow PS Nation is going to be talking with some of the White Knight Chronicles guys, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to
cool.
hearing that.
Nice,
that.
Me too.
I'm jealous. I would love to have them on the show. All right, sorry.
How about a voicemail?
Oh, cool. Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. Who we got this time?
Hello there, everyone. This is Psycho Mantis from Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, shit.
Here to answer the question of the week, which is most anticipated games. That's right, yes. First, we have Heavy Rain. That's coming out in February. I'm quite stoked for that one, yes. I think it's going to be really good. The Yakuza 3, yes.
Yakuza
I like
3.
Me some Yakuza.
Oh.
Next is God of War 3. That's coming out shortly after Yakuza. That's going to be fantastic, that game. Kratos is one of my heroes. Yes. The next game that's coming out is Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep.
Oh, I know.
Softy, but... Winnie the Pooh is such an adorable little bear. Yes. And finally, Prinny 2, Dawn of the Great Pansu War for the PSP. Oh, I can't wait. This is Psycho Mantis signing off for now.
That was awesome.
And that's from, that's Prime Buster, right?
That's
from,
right.
Yeah.
From the Down to 4X podcast.
Yeah, Down to 4X podcast.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
And just to pimp them a little more, their RSS feed is up.
Is up, finally.
So subscribe,
yeah.
People.
They've got
oh, so good.
Yeah. They've got it posted in, the VG Evo's other podcast
networks.
Section.
Yeah.
So go check it out there. They have a topic about their having their RSS feed up there. And we love those guys. They're fucking awesome. And they do a great video game-based comedy show, and it's awesome.
And they're Scottish.
They are Scottish.
And if it's not Scottish, it's
crap.
Crap.
Oh, wow. All right, crap. So one that hasn't been mentioned yet, Yakuza 3.
Yeah.
Meh.
Okay. I'm not going to meh this game, whereas I'm not anticipating it because I haven't played the other two.
Me neither.
I know there is a huge following for this game, and a lot of people are excited that it's coming out.
Huge
and
following.
I hope it comes
Dude,
out.
Yakuza
I hope
2
it does
sold
well.
Like garbage.
Well, yeah. But there's
well, that's
there
why
is
there was
a following, and the people that played Yakuza 2 are going to end up getting Yakuza 3.
It's supposed to be a good game. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. I need to go back and play one of them just to see if I like it or not, you know?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, cool try. Deal. I don't know which one's better, one or two. I don't know.
Probably two. I don't know. And then Heavy Rain. We've talked about that one quite a bit.
Heavy Rain.
I'm still skeptical. I want to see.
I don't think I'm not.
I know you're not.
I like Legend of Prophecy. I'm probably gonna like this game. I think it's getting hyped for the wrong reasons. I
do too.
I think the characters look fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else kind of meh. It's got the kind of like Metal Gear Solid 4. Thing going for it where the characters look amazing and you look in the background and you're like, ooh, that's so much.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you play a game like this for the story and the experience.
Okay.
You don't
yeah.
play it for... it's getting hyped up for the visuals, which I don't think it should be because people mm-hmm. are going to play this demo because the demo is coming out in February.
11th, yeah.
Yeah, February 11th. And people are going to play this demo and they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
They're hyping it up for the wrong reasons, I think, and I don't think they should be focusing on the visuals at all.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head exactly what I was going to say. It's about the story. Yeah. I mean, you said it.
Yeah, and yeah.
You need to go in expecting a great story. Don't expect
exactly.
anything else.
And interactive, know? it's a choose-your-own-adventure that's in real time on a video game screen.
Right.
Which
yeah.
is,
and yeah. I think it's truly the evolution of, like, these... of what the point-and-click adventure games have become,
mm-hmm.
like your King's Quest, your Space Quest, and all
mm-hmm.
these games. You know, this is what they've become now. And, you know, instead of the point-and-click mouse, you're going to have these little mini QuickTime events. I mean, that's just what it is. Say what you want
yeah.
about QuickTime events, but it's not like instant fail QuickTime. It's more or
no.
less it's situational. So you're going to get into a situation where you may fail it, but you're put into another situation due to it.
Exactly.
And you may pass the next one. So it's really, really, I personally think how they did it so far. Now, granted, I haven't played it yet,
mm-hmm.
but from what I've seen in videos, I think it's really, really cool. So just like looking
yeah.
into the mirror and
a flick of the analog stick, and then you rub your eye. I mean, just little things like that is giving your characters some humanity. And it brings a spirit into these characters, and on top of that, add what's supposed to be what hopefully is a great, great story on top of these characters. I think it's going to deliver a great experience.
And the fact that main characters can die within the first couple hours and you just don't continue their storyline is awesome.
Like, yeah, I think that's cool. I think that's really, really cool. So, yeah, I'm so psyched about Heavy Rain.
Yeah, I'm psyched about it, but I don't think the same reasons that a lot of other people might be. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it might not be day one for me, but I'm definitely going
to
pick it up.
I'm interested to see where the game goes, and I'm interested to see what this does for this type of game. You know, because it's getting a lot of publicity, a lot of people know about it. And, you know, I really want it to do well, and I really hope it's a good game. And if it is, I'll probably jump out and buy it and give it a shot. Mm-hmm. But, again, I haven't played Indigo Prophecy yet, so.
You know. I'm not putting any hope on today's casual gamers.
Oh, God, yeah, tell me about it.
I'm not, really. I don't think it's going to do that well at all. I think it's going to bomb pretty bad.
Chris, can you do me a favor and try to at least play through half of Indigo Prophecy before. No, I'm serious though. I mean,
I'm gonna back up, Travis. It's really good. It's an experience. Yeah. The opening scene is pretty fucking awesome. If that doesn't kind of hook you,
amazing.
Yeah.
All right, I'll look into it.
I'm sorry, but like, I mean, EA. Did you ever think that I feel sorry for EA right now. I really do. Like, dude, like Rigatello came out. Praised new IPs, original games, and everything. He put EA in the hole because he was like, you know, let's throw out Dead Space. Let's put out Mirror's Edge.
He took a lot of risks, and unfortunately, it didn't really work.
Which everyone, you go on any fucking forum anywhere, they're bitching. We want new IPs. We want original games. We want new this and that.
And EA did it, and nobody
and no one bought them.
Yeah.
And now they want his head on a platter, and it's probably going to go back to the regular EA stuff. And mind you, message boards are the minority, I understand that, but it's sad. And that's why I think games like Heavy Rain, just like Indigo Prophecy, will be good, but, you know, not too many people will play them, unfortunately.
Best game that nobody played.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, Travis, how about some more emails?
Well, let's go off to our last two emails, starting off. He says, what up, Indus? This is Eddie Kusanagi with an answer to your question of the week. I am only concerned about three games this year. My first being Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Oh, cool.
I am simply the biggest Metal Gear nut alive. If I were to meet Hideo Kojima in person, I'd slit my wrists. My purpose in life.
That's some crazy shit right there.
I was expecting him to say something like, I'd hump his leg or something that.
My purpose in life would have finally ended. I play all the titles four times a year, about every quarter. If you plan on getting this, I highly suggest you complete Metal Gear Solid 3 first. For those of you who moaned about MGS4 having a very joyful and happy ending, play MGS3. You may end up in tears. Just saying.
Couldn't get through 3.
What? Oh, okay. Anyway, I will never mind you said that. My second being Super Street Fighter 4. I'm just going to say, if you don't buy this game, then you fail at living. With up to 8-player lobbies and up to 10 new characters, I'd pay more than full price for this game. They're nerfing Sagat so VG Evo can stop moaning. However, I personally
the rest
think...
of the world, you mean?
Yeah, no, really. Everybody but you can stop moaning.
Yeah. And PUBG.
And on that note, he says, I personally think that people will still complain. His third being God of War 3.
Yeah.
My Lord Kratos, as he kneels, God of War 3 is one of the PS3's biggest titles. I already know it's going to be awesome. I really hope it sells well. And on a side note, I wonder how Kratos will execute Zeus. What do you what do you guys think? That will do it. Take care, gentlemen. Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
I've been thinking about that. Like, how is he gonna get rid of Zeus? Like, that's interesting.
He's gonna shove a lightning bolt up his ass.
So
my name is not Hey Zeus. It's Zeus.
Hey Zeus.
Like, shove a lightning bolt up your ass, motherfucker. They were saying Hey Zeus.
Hey Zeus. Anyway. What wallet's yours? It's the one that says badass motherfucker on it.
Toss me my lightsaber. It's the one that says badass motherfucker.
I want a purple one.
I want a purple one.
You know why he had the purple one, right?
Because he wanted to stand out in front of it.
He wanted to be able to pick himself out in the crowd.
Nice. Who wouldn't? All right, so yeah, you know, Super Street Fighter 4, we've heard that before. God of War.
That's a given, dude.
Yeah,
God of War, we've been talking about that, you know, for a good bit this feature. But
Metal Gear Solid. That's cool, man. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Yeah. I do need to go back and finish 3 because I never did. So.
Neither did I.
Really, really good.
And I couldn't because not because I didn't like it. I thought it was hard, man.
I just started it too late. It wasn't that it was hard or anything. It was just that I started it at a point where, you know, 4 was just around the corner and that's all I could think about and it was hard to finish getting through it. So
I hated having to go to a fucking menu system to change my camouflage all the time.
Yeah, that was a little tedious.
I was like, this is a big step down from 2 in my opinion, in terms of like inventory management and stuff like that. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And there's no radar. Like, it was just... I'm like, this is too much trial and error. I can't do it anymore. I don't think I ever got past... I can't even remember what boss battle I got to. And I was like, fuck this shit. It wasn't that far into the game. That's for sure.
Well,
I keep
saying
every year. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, if anything, I mean, just go on YouTube. It may take... Because it's... a meaty, meaty story, so it may take you a little while, but you can go on YouTube and just, you know, take about 3 or 4 hours and just go from start to finish and watch all the cutscenes.
Well, I kind of want to experience the bosses, though, because a lot of people say, like, Metal Gear Solid 3 has some of the best boss fights, like, ever. So,
the boss fights are good, but, I mean,
I've heard the sniper one is really good, where the guy's, hiding and shit.
The sniper battle is probably, for me, it is the best boss battle because it spans 3 or 4 zones of just nothing but pure jungle.
Yeah.
And it's sniper versus sniper. All you have is your sniper rifle and a noise detector. And you have to point it around the jungle. And if he's nowhere near you, you're not going to hear anything. But if he's in the zone with you, you can hear him go...
Yeah, he's like a big fat guy, isn't he?
And you just have to crawl over this entire zone, like his open world jungle area, and just crawl. Because if you stand up and walk, he's gonna cap your ass.
I did get to him.
I didn't even get to him. So yeah,
that was an intense boss fight. It really was.
And then the fight with the Metal Gear at the end against the Shagohod is really, really good. Really good. So
yeah, I didn't get that far.
And I agree with Eddie that the ending is definitely the best ending out of any of the Metal Gears. It's really, really good.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, Peace Walker is going to be fun. I'm ready for it.
Cool.
All right.
What else you got?
And guys, I am down to my last email. And they say, what's up, Interactive Distractions? Uncle Remus is here to pontificate his knowledge in your general direction. It's been a while since I poked my head out on one of these questions, and I just cannot let this one by. It's always fun to hear how awful my predictions were at the end of the year. I have some high hopes for this year, since 2009 was better than I thought it would be. So number one. Okay, this is a given. God of War 3, really no way to be wrong with this one. Number two, Heavy Rain. This one I might be disappointed by, but God help me, I cannot help but have high hopes for this one. It has such potential to bring a fresh new idea to console games. I am praying it takes me back to the good old days of the feeling I had when the first few point-and-click PC adventures came out, like Zork, Mist, Ripper, Shiver. And yes, that's right, Phantasmagoria. Nice. These games are the staple of PC gaming for me at the beginning. The interaction and the story compel you to play, and not just shooting in the gore. Number three, The Last Guardian. Come on, admit it. Who can't be waiting on this game? A big feather-covered dog thing and a kid. What's not to love?
Dog thing. That's appropriate. Big feathered-covered
dog thing. And number four, the iPet. I know. It's for my daughter, really. Number five, Mass Effect 2. And number six, did I say God of War 3 already? Anyway, I am sure there is more, but that's all I got right now. Keep up the good fight. Uncle Remus has left the building.
Thank you, Remus.
Thank you, Remus.
Okay, Last Guardian, super excited.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for that game.
Meh. I'm kidding. Oh my god, you're a 360 fanboy. No, I'm totally kidding. I actually never played Ico, but I did play Shadow of the Colossus and I loved it. So I am looking forward to what they put out there.
So, what
but
was
I'm
the,
just not expecting it this year, that's all.
So have the MPDs have come out or anything mentioned of how well the God of War collection has sold?
I don't think it's charted ever.
Really?
I don't
because
think so.
If Sony made a decent amount of scratch from this game,
Shadow of Colossus and Ico.
I could see that coming. I mean, this.
I think they made enough. Like, I'm pretty sure in terms of like what they spent on it to what they got back, they probably made
right.
money.
Yeah, I'm sure they did too.
Because I mean, considering they didn't even bother doing the CG cutscenes in HD, I think they got
money. So I can assume like the Ico collection should be coming out whenever they say okay, this is the release date for Last Guardian. We should expect about 3 or 4 months beforehand get this, you know, Ico collection or this Last Guardian collection or whatever they're gonna call it. If it does come out, I would expect it then. And I'm at the point now where I think it's almost a no brainer. I would almost expect it.
I expect it too. I mean. From what I'm seeing, God of War Collection sold about 500,000 copies.
And on top of the fact that there's really not that much money they spent in creating the game, I mean...
Yeah, and when you consider that the games are already out for, you know, PS2.
Right.
You know, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get it.
Not bad
And guys, that is it for the emails.
Let's do one more. Pick a random one. Just one more. Pick a random one from one that you didn't read.
All right, I'll close my eyes and read. Hold on. Click. Oop, missed it. Click. All right. Hey, guys. Patriot B-Ball here with my top 10 most anticipated games of 2010.
Oh, shit. You had to pick one with 10?
Hey, this is your call.
You said random, dude.
I know.
And in list form, number 10, 3D Dot Game Heroes.
Yes!
Hey. Nice.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
I did pick this one. Number 9, White Knight Chronicles.
Yes! I like this guy.
8, Mass Effect 2.
Nice.
Number
Still
7,
like this guy.
Number 7, Yakuza 3.
Still like this guy.
Number 6, and going down, God of War 3.
All right.
Mod Nation Racers.
Oh, that's
Super
a good
Mario
one.
Galaxy 2. Heavy Rain. BioShock 2. And number 1, Gran Turismo 5. Honorable mentions, he says, goes to Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, Halo Reach, Battlefield Bad Company 2, Just Cause 2, Red Dead Redemption. Oh, excuse me. Wow. Too much to drink. You can edit that out, but you probably won't. Red Dead Redemption, Metroid Other M, Splinter Cell Conviction, and so many more. Like, seriously, could 2010 be any better than 98 or 2007? I think it could be. Enjoy the show, guys. Love listening and look forward to White Knights. Thanks,
Hell
Patriot
yes.
B-Ball 5460.
Thanks, Patriot Ball.
Good stuff.
I like this
nice.
Guy. I like
I
him a lot.
I like him, too.
He also
like
pimped him. White Knights. That's awesome.
Favoritism.
What?
All right, well, here we go, guys. Are there anything that wasn't mentioned for you guys? Anything that you're anticipating?
There's
that...
been two. Has it been two? Two, yeah. Two big ones that I'm anticipating.
Okay.
Two, for totally different reasons.
Okay, go for it.
One, Alan Wake, because I want to see if it lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
I want to see if it's actually going to be as good as they say it is. Number two, Halo Reach. That's going to be a huge game this year, and that's going to be the...
I agree.
...deciding fucking Halo game that's going to actually put me to be like, I still like Halo 2... Fuck Halo. I am not going to buy another game until they prove to me that they're
so,
going to do a good
So you
job.
Have completely different reasons for anticipating games. You're anticipating games to see if they don't suck.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what
like,
you're looking
like
at this
Reach,
shit.
Like, in the new Game Informer, they have like the cover story is Reach. And what they say about Reach in like the article and the screenshots they show, I'm excited for it. Like, big time. I can't freaking wait. But at the same time, I'm thinking, it's Bungie. They haven't done anything besides the old Halo engine for like 5 years or 6 years. So I kind of had a little bit of skepticism a little bit. And Alan Wake, same thing. Videos look really awesome.
Yeah,
when it comes down to execution. So I'm anticipating them really like hugely, but not because I want them right away in my hands. Like I can't wait to play them, just because I can't wait to see how they turn out.
Gotcha. All right. That's fair.
And Mass Effect 2, of course.
Of course.
There.
Of course.
Yeah.
Travis, how about you? Anything that hasn't been mentioned yet?
And God of War 3.
I think Jeff was reading off my list. You know, Alan Wake. Alan Wake was on mine as well. As long as Halo Reach, I'm actually surprised that Halo wasn't, you know, talked about as much during the feature. you're not really.
No, most of those people came from VGEVO.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fair enough. But I also, I mean, of course, I have my Heavy Rain and God of War, Super Street Fighter. Red Dead Redemption is definitely on my list because it seems more like a...
We had people mention that in our emails, but I don't know if we actually got around to any of those.
Yeah, we did. I think there were a couple that we didn't have a chance to get to, but there has been some bad news seeing that I think one of the reports that came back, because, you know, Rockstar's having a lot of issues due to ethics within their, you know, their ranks. They're having a lot of problems. A lot of people are complaining that the working conditions are sloppy. And one of the things
I heard about that.
And one of the things that came out about that was the team that's working on Red Dead Redemption, that they're supposedly taking too long. And people have come out and said it's looking like most likely that even if Red Dead sold a couple of million copies at full price, they're still probably not going to make all the money back that it's taken, because it's been like 5 or 6 years in development since it started. And they're probably not going to see a return of investment. They're going to lose money on this game, which is sad. And it makes me think, okay, are they just going to go ahead and just rush this game out now and not, you know, finish up, you know, with the polish?
Yeah, and you really don't want to see that happen.
Yeah, because this game looks so good and it looks really, really promising. And the stuff that they're promising in this game looks really interesting. But I think there's a chance that they're just probably just going to try to sweep this out the door real fast. So I'm really worried about that.
Yeah.
But it is on my radar.
All right.
Chris?
All right. Well, a lot of mine were said, like White Knight, 3D Dot Game Heroes. Thank you for reading Patriot Ball's email, because I was waiting for someone to say that.
Yeah.
Mass Effect, God of War, Fallout New Vegas is on my list, too. A couple that didn't get mentioned that I'm kind of upset they didn't get mentioned. Crackdown 2.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus.
I am looking forward to Crackdown 2.
I am too, but if we're doing a prediction episode, I'm going to...
You don't think it's going to come out?
Until then. No, I do.
Okay.
I just think it's going to sell like balls.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I mean, no, a lot Halo of people liked Crackdown.
Yeah, I know. But if we do a prediction...
we're all on a roll today.
prediction episode, then I'll go into more detail. But
I predict
I'm
that's going
forward,
to
I'm
happen, Jeff.
To it. I think it might.
I think it might, too.
I'm looking forward to Batman Arkham Asylum 2 if it actually comes out this year, but I don't think it's going
See,
to.
I'm afraid that they're going to...
Rush it out.
Leave well enough alone, man. The first one was good. Just let it stay that way.
It's on its own by itself.
Yeah. Just like, let it be by itself.
It's like Bayonetta, dude. Bayonetta is so awesome. I'd love a sequel, but I'd be just fine with them being like, that is it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They won't. Yeah.
The other one that I'm kind of upset that hasn't been mentioned, Valkyria Chronicles 2 for the PSP.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I saw some videos of it, and they did a pretty damn good job of scaling down Valkyria Chronicles to look really nice on that screen.
Nice.
I'm super excited for it. Thank you, Nabushin, for getting me to play that damn game. and now I just can't wait to play, you know, the sequel. So, that's it. That's on my list.
There's gotta be something else.
Oh, there's shit we're forgetting, dude.
Oh yeah.
It always freaking happens. Cause I'm always like, I don't have to make notes. This will be fine. Readers will mention everything and it'll remind me of other stuff. Like, I'm looking forward to Splinter Cell, even for The Last Guardian. Yeah, Reach, God of War. I am looking forward to Dante's Inferno, like, quite a bit, actually. But
yeah, understandable.
I mean, some people also mentioned Bayonetta and Darksiders, but they were already out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I can't think of anything.
All right.
Did anyone say Bioshock 2?
No.
Yes.
Well,
Patriot Ball did.
No, no, we've read. Okay, did he? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah,
Patriot Ball said it. All right, guys. Well, are we ready to move on then?
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do some new releases. I got something from Repeat. Let's see what he has to say.
Cool.
It's quite a few good titles next week. You've got Mass Effect 2 for 360 and PC. Nice to see getting simultaneous release this time. The Wii's getting a couple of very interesting-looking titles. First up is Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, finally getting a US release. And also No More Heroes 2, Desperate Struggle, is coming out as well, which looks pretty damn fantastic.
And yeah, that's pretty much it for next week. Well, I guess if you're a Sony person, you can get the Moronic Acronym game if you're so inclined, but what a stupid ass title. Anyway, catch you next week.
Ah, nice. All right. Well, I'll see if I can fill in the gaps. There's not a lot to fill in. PS3 is getting Mag. Who gives a shit? 360 is getting Mass Effect 2, as was mentioned by Mr. Repeat. Wii is also getting Fast Food Panic. Hooray, I guess. DS is getting Horrible Histories, Ruthless Romans. That sounds kind of lame. And the PC is also getting Hotel Giant 2. So, pick of the week.
I think it's pretty safe to say it's going to be Mass Effect.
Yeah, unanimous decision here.
Are you kidding me?
I have to admit, though, I mean, God, No More Heroes 2. If I had actually...
That's the thing. There's two, like, No More Heroes 2, and I'd actually give Mag a chance if it came out in a time that wasn't January, where there's already stacked with games, and... Who am I kidding? Mass Effect 2. Like, no, I probably wouldn't buy Mag, because 256 players? Nah, that's ridiculous.
We'll see what happens, man. I'm interested to see what people say after everyone gets on.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. People are going to pay me whatever. This same thing happens with every fucking game. It's going to come out on Tuesday. It's not going to work online. They're going to patch it a week later. Still not going to work online. They're going to patch it a week after that. And it might kind of work maybe a little bit.
And by then,
no one cares. Yeah. What's up, SOCOM?
Well, hopefully...
No, dude, SOCOM... Fuck you, dude. SOCOM's awesome.
I know, I kind of said that.
Travis, are you, Travis, are you interested in Mag at all?
For real.
You know, I've been a SOCOM fanboy ever since the first game came out on the PS2, so I've been so high on Zipper, and I have not been interested one bit in Mag.
Wow,
not
that's,
one bit.
That's saying a
lot, I haven't played any of the closed beta. I didn't play any of the past open beta that came, which I heard they had really, really big trouble with their servers and stuff. So I am not interested one bit.
If anybody wants to know what the general consensus is about Mag, go check out Penny Arcade and look for the comic that they did about that, because it's fucking hilarious.
I love Penny Arcade.
I do too, man. They're awesome.
So good.
All right, so unanimous decision then. Mass Effect 2 is our pick of the week. And with that, Travis, let's do some emails, man.
Let's do them. Let's get them out of the way, because I'm ready to go to bed.
Me too.
All right. Hey, guys, JG92 here. Just wanted to say, keep Who Gives a Shit.
Yes!
Each week, I know it's coming, but always puts a smile on my face because it is funny to hear. I don't think it's old or needs updating. Also, I have Demon Souls because a friend got it for me while in the States. However, now some friends want to know how to import it to the UK. What sites can import to the UK?
Oh, man.
One tried Amazon.com, but didn't work.
Yeah,
another tried Video Games Plus, but that didn't work either. Any others? Thank you in advance. You guys rock. Keep up the good work from JG92 on the PSN.
Cool.
And he also has something on the bottom here, sent from my iPod with the ability to actually use periods.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's cool.
I like that.
God, really importing games to Europe, I don't really know. I don't know of any places in America that do it off the top of my head. But I will say that if there's a Hong Kong version of the game, like a Chinese version of it, chances are it has English language as well, which means you could probably get it from play-asia.com. So that it's worth a look. I honestly don't know if they have a version like that, but if they do, that's probably your best bet. You know, it'll take like 2 weeks for it to get to you, but you know, at least it'll get to you, and the shipping's reasonable. That's all I got, man.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I have a couple of local import stores, like Waba Game down here. They have a lot of imports in store, but other than that, yeah, I have no clue to anything that can help old Jake out.
Yeah, I'm not sure of any place that will actually send games to Europe, so it's hard to think about that.
Yeah. Google that shit, I guess. So moving on, he says, this is Sigma Omega. Cool deal. He says, hey, Indus Crew, a few episodes ago, you guys talked about a precious gaming item that you have. Now, I'm going to rephrase that, and I want you to choose an item that wasn't made by a friend. Something that the game companies actually put out. My gaming items that are most precious to me are my Mega Man 9 poster, a Kingdom Hearts 2 poster that was made while Roxas Diz and the Organization 13 were still a mystery, a Comic-Con 2009 exclusive Dead Space figure of Isaac Clarke in a black suit with alien writing all over it, and finally, my favorite and probably a WTF item in your mind, is a Mitsuya cider bottle from Japan that was never opened. But why is this gaming related? Because the bottle is has Kingdom One Hearts characters on it. I think that's all. Sorry for the long email. P.S. Kingdom Hearts 358/2 is DS Game of the Year, and for the Wii, Resident Evil Darkseid Chronicles. Postscript. Don't knock on Sands of Destruction. It's actually a good game, and from what I heard, it's like Xenosaga, but without the long cutscenes. If you're not going to play it, I'll play it more and send in a review if you like. Too bad this game isn't going to sell well. Oh well, guess I'm going to be one of the 9,000 people who buy it, just like Dead Space Extraction. Again, sorry for the long email. Sigma Omega.
Thanks, Sigma.
Did we say anything bad about Sands of Destruction?
I don't know what Sands of Destruction is.
I don't either.
Sorry,
someone Sigma. Google that shit quick.
Oh man! All right. Precious gaming items that weren't made.
You guys,
by a friend.
Yeah, you repeat the question. I'm going to look this up.
Okay, Travis.
Precious gaming items that was made by.
That weren't made by
that's,
a friend.
That weren't made by a friend, but made by the actual developer. I mean, other than the actual games themselves, I mean, I have like my black case Final Fantasy VII and my black case Xenogears, stuff like that. I don't really have. I mean, like I said, a lot of my stuff that I have in the game room is kind of one of the kind or severely limited. So that being said, a lot of the stuff was not mass produced by the gaming companies. So I kind of lack in that area. So aside from some games that are kind of harder to find, like I said, like the Black Label old PS1 games, or I have Lunar 2 Eternal Blue. I mean, stuff like that. Those older games that I have, I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I have. I mean, maybe I'll find someone one day who actually has like the Galleon doll. Maybe one day I'll find someone who has that and they'll just maybe want to just give that to me.
Just interject quickly. Sands of Destruction is a DS game made by Sega.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't remember why we'd ever... Unless it was in your release list and we were just kind of like, meh, whatever.
Yeah, we might have just breezed over.
Which kind of happens a lot because we're ignorant. Yeah.
Travis, no, you cannot have my Galleon puppet.
Damn it!
Mine would be my Working Designs collection.
I figured that and, like, right away.
Along
like,
with the Galleon
totally
puppet.
That.
And that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier in the show. Nice. I actually got that on by accident because I went into at the time I think it was actually called Electronics Boutique and not EB Games. But they had I was working at the
make
game.
It sound like it was so long ago.
I know it was. shit is over 10 years ago, man.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I'm old.
So they had the puppets in stock, and of course I worked at a game store, so I had already gotten Lunar.
Right.
So I didn't pre-order it from them, so I didn't get the puppet. And I walked in, I was like, look, how much will you sell the puppets for? And they said, oh, we're not selling them. And I was like, oh. And they said, it's for pre-order only. And I was like, yeah. But, you know, I work at another game store. I already have the game, so it's not that big of a deal. And I basically said that, and I was like, all right, well, thanks anyway. And I walked away. I turned around. The guy was putting it in a bag for me, and he said, here you go. And I walked out the door
with it. Oh, nice.
I was like, dude, it's fucking awesome, man. It's like one of my – like the only great EB experience that I have in my under my belt was getting this Galleon puppet for free. So, yeah, that's mine. Working Designs collection for the win.
I'm an idiot. I got rid of stuff that was like my prized possessions back in the day. Like right now, I'd be like, I'm grabbing my Panzer Dragoon Saga. Oh, wait.
Hey, I have that.
Oh,
I gave that away.
Yeah, I didn't.
Something that the developers made. Okay, if my apartment was burning down, I had to grab one thing game related, just one. That's something that the developers or something made. I might have to grab my PS3.
Really?
Slim, just because, yeah. Because I don't have anything, first of all, I have nothing that's worth money in terms of like collector's items that is made by a game company. But you can get a 360 for cheap now.
True.
So that's not a big deal. It'd be you'd
grab your 60 gig, is what you're saying.
I don't know if I would, because I think it's on the way out, dude.
No.
I think if grab that, it's like a lost cause. It's going to be like, oh, I saved you. It's going to be like coughing and shit, and I turn it on, and all of a sudden it's going to be like, yellow. No! I know I should have grabbed your skinny brother. So I'm pretty sure I'd go right for the slim.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think, maybe. I don't know. Because you can get like a user system now for like $99. And maybe one of my TE sticks, because I would not want to buy those again.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah.
If there was a fire and there was one thing that I had to grab, it would probably be Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Yeah, that would be mine if I still had it. But I'm fucking retarded. So, and then I thought it was a big deal having X-Men vs. Street Fighter, and then I bought that off eBay for $30. So apparently it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. If it's worth money anyway. So my Super Nintendo barely works. I got two sets of Rock Band drums. Why? I don't know.
I have two sets of Rock Band drums. I do now anyway. I never actually.
Yeah, I think I'd probably grab my PS3 Slim, I think.
All right.
I think so, because I'd want to have, at least if I'm going to grab a video game system, I want a Blu-ray player to come with it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I would take my Tony Hawk Ride peripheral.
Fired.
I don't even have it. What are you
talking
about?
I know, I'm
about?
Just joking. Okay. All right, let's go. Let's move on.
You don't.
Let's move on. All right. Hello, Indus crew.
Hello.
Been listening for a little while and just now have a reason to write in. Okay. I've been listening to you guys ball wash Demon Souls for what, 2 months now? And figured, what the hell? Now, I don't play RPGs, but figured this game was getting such great reviews. But I gotta say, fuck you. Holy shit, is this game fucking brutally unforgiving.
Dude, we told you.
It is a far cry from the turn-based shit that turned me off of RPGs, but damn, isn't there a super the fucking Jason mode that I can't turn on?
Yeah, it's called the Royal, right? Yeah, it's called the Royal, and it lasts for about maybe a few hours.
It's called the Royal, and it lasts for the first two stages, and that's it.
He says, I've been playing for 3 days, about 3 hours a day, and just can't beat the first demon, and just beat the first demon phalanx.
Wow.
What the fuck? Come on, really? Sorry. Just wanted to get that off my chest. Love the show. Keep up the great work. But again, fuck you. Thanks for your time. Jaren 420. Sent for my iPod.
We told you it was hard, man. Did you think we were kidding? Yeah,
I can't think of one time since I've been on the show where we have discussed this game but not mentioned how just kicking the sack hard it is.
We did a feature about games that fuck you up the ass because they're so hard because of this game.
Yeah. It treats you like shit. Like, it really does.
Yeah. It is rewarding when you're done, though.
Fuck you. I'm done with you treating me like shit. I'm going to put you back on the shelf. Now I'll look at you ever so gently and kind of seductive every once in a while. And I will eventually take you back and put you in my console like I did last weekend. But I will not like it.
Awesome.
I think if that game was a little bit easier, I think it would have done a lot better. I think so.
Cool. Next.
Just a little bit. Keep your experience, maybe. That'd be fine.
Yeah, if you can keep your souls, that'd be better.
Yeah, if you can keep your souls, I think that the game would be as good as it is, I think it would be infinitely better if you kept your experience for doing battle.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I agree. All right, moving on. This is from Greg Schnabel.
Real quick, going back, touching on what we were talking about last week about Star Trek Online, about why we can't be Klingons. He says, from what I've read about Star Trek Online, at the point in the timeline the game takes place, the Klingons are no longer allies with the Federation. There is a timeline on the Star Trek Online website, and he sends us a link. And he says clicking on the timeline image will show a larger timeline. But is anybody interested in Star Wars MMO The Old Republic?
Yes.
Signed, yeah. Greg. Yeah, we kind of touched.
Yeah, we
on
touched
that.
On that. And I found out pretty much what was going on with the timeline for Star Trek Online. Apparently it's 20 years after the most recent Next Generation movie, which was Nemesis, and apparently they're at war with the Klingons now. I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but
how does Worf feel about that?
That's a good question. I do not know.
I want to play Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah,
I'm afraid to. I don't like MMOs. I don't like them.
You might have to get over it, Jeff.
No, because I know if I play them, I'm not gonna want to play anything else, and I don't want to do that.
I like having a life.
Yeah. I like playing more than one game.
I like playing. I don't want to get to the point where I'm like, sorry, I didn't play God of War 3 because I was too busy playing some MMO.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That would hurt me inside.
Yeah, that would.
Hey, Travis, why don't I give your voice a break? Punk.
Well, I have one more email left.
Okay.
You want to go do a voicemail?
Why don't I give your voice a break?
There we go.
We'll do a voicemail before that.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Hey, and his crew. Kill9 from the Explode Deleted podcast. Just calling to check up.
Jobin.
I was listening to your last show, and somebody asked the question if, I don't know, what was it? It was Bayonetta, Dante, Rue, and Kratos were to get in a room and fight it out. Who would win? Chris, you seem to be the only one who thought Kratos would win. Everybody else went with Bayonetta. I think you're forgetting about one fatal flaw. Kratos has a thing for the ladies. So, see, I think that he would enter the room, see Bayonetta, try to go into some sort of quick time event, and then have his little sack boy gnawed off by a hair dog dragon demon thing. So, Bayonetta wins. Sorry to say. I'd really rather Kratos win. But, them's the breaks, man. Anyway, keep up the good work. I'll keep listening. Later.
All right.
have you seen the rape basement, by the way, Chris?
The rape basement. Oh, my God. You guys beat that into the ground.
Oh, my God. I didn't beat that to the ground. But
Oh, man.
I don't know what to say.
Kratos loves the women, man.
I know.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's a hot woman. I mean,
I don't think Kratos would find her hot.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, have you seen the dirt pigs he did in the first game?
The dirt pigs.
Jeff, I fucking love you, man. I want you to know that.
Second one looks a little bit better, resolution a little bit tighter. You know?
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Travis, continue.
All right. This is from B Wrong. He says,
Be
hey,
wrong.
Hey, hey. He says, hey, hey, hey. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
On to the questions. Number one, the worst video game soundtrack you've ever heard.
Oh, god damn. This isn't the Amplified Gamers podcast, but...
I got one.
Go.
What?
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, dude,
take
yeah.
Take it for a
ride. It's like, no, please don't.
You know, I
any
think
of the Street Fighter game. It's like, God, shut
no,
up.
No, dude,
no,
Indestructible
dude, that music's...
is awesome.
Fuck that, dude.
I'm sorry. That sucks. Is such a bad song, it's awesome.
No, it's not.
No, dude, you cannot tell... Okay, Chris, can you honestly tell me you have never been at work and the tune came at your mind like...
Yeah, and I bang my head against the fucking wall to get it out.
I'm with you, Jeff. I actually like the song.
It gets to the point where you actually like it. You're like, it almost brings back like memories. Like, oh yeah, I remember this. Yeah,
like when you start off, when you put Street Fighter 4 in, and like all of a sudden you get that little. I mean, you're gonna skip the song, but you get that little bit of da 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 da. It's like, oh, I'm about to play Street Fighter.
All right, I've never actually played this game, but I'm just going to go ahead and say both 50 Cent games. There.
Just because you don't like 50 Cent?
Pretty much.
How do you know he made the soundtrack for them, Chris?
I think he did.
I think it's pretty sure it's obvious that he has all the music in
that. I'm pretty sure
it was Eminem or
what?
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to think of that. You know, fuck.
You're asking the wrong
crew.
Guys,
what was
dude.
His crew? Yeah, I know. Seriously.
G-Unit?
G-Unit! G-Unit!
G-Unit!
But I have to agree with Travis, dude. Marvel's Capcom 2. You're playing that game, you're like, yeah, this game's awesome. And the soundtrack, you're like, really? Jazz? Really?
It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's,
really, jazz?
Yeah, it is. It's bad.
Or some of the Sonic the Hedgehog games have pretty terrible music, too, actually.
Now, sometimes jazz works. So the jazz in Bayonetta, that shit
works.
Worked.
Yeah. And they
That was really cool.
Exactly. But so. I'm going to kick someone's ass. I'm getting pumped up. I want to punch you in the face. And I can't make an impression of jazz. I can't think of it right now. It was like...
jazz hands.
Yeah, they might as well just put porn music in there. Just
oh, no. Greatest soundtrack ever.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. We've gone too far. This has gone on way too far.
What's the next question?
The game genre you cannot get enough of.
That's a tough one.
I'm a flip flopper.
I
go through phases.
I kind of do too, but I'm gonna say action games.
I'll tell you,
like the God of War, Bayonetta type action game.
Travis.
As much of a fan as first-person shooters, I can sometimes get a little shooter fatigue. I'll go as far as saying football games.
Wow, really?
I'll never get burnout on the Maddens or anything like that. Football games. It, since 96, man, I've bought every single Madden. I've had every single Madden since 96.
Wow,
never
that's
missed.
Crazy, man.
Never missed.
Ones that I never ever get burnt out on, because I don't think I play that much of them. It's a pretty wide genre, but I'd say action adventure, like something like Uncharted 2 or even like Tomb Raider. And I'd even put Darksiders in there.
Yeah,
I only play one every like once in a while, but every time I play a good one, I never get sick of them. Like I really don't. Like I get shooter fatigue, like Travis. I will get action fatigue every once in a while. But those games that have good mix of puzzles with action, I can play like all the time.
And it's all about pacing in those kind of games too.
Oh, dude, pacing's number one. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Cool. All right. What else?
Cool, dude. That's all for me with the email front, man. We're all set. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. We have one more question.
I was
going to
say, didn't he send three questions?
Yeah. Moving on. The favorite Indus episode so far. He says his will be the MGS4 special.
Oh, wow. That was like a while ago.
Favorite episode ever.
Oh, wow. I think I have mine, actually. I think I know what mine is. But
which one?
Mine is what we did at Indus Fest.
Me too.
That, I think, is my favorite episode ever.
I mean, that's my first thing to say, too. I just...
Okay, let's say not counting into special.
That's so hard to find one, though.
Special.
God.
That was so awesome. Just fucking having everyone there, like, participating and just having a great time.
Yeah, that was...
And after that, it would be so our fun. Live show for our 1 year.
I think... Yeah. I'd have to go with the same, actually. Yeah, I think our live show was...
Yeah,
I had so much fun that night.
Yeah,
that was my first episode ever.
Yeah, I think
serious?
I remember you telling me
listening
that.
To you guys. Yeah, that was,
oh,
that
wow.
was the first one I ever heard of you guys. I hit subscribe, and that was the first one that came. And it was actually really fun, especially with the girls coming on for like an hour.
No,
that was
oh,
a good
so you
time,
actually
man.
Never, you did actually didn't see it live.
No, I didn't see it live.
Oh, wow.
I had
then
subscribed.
You're lucky.
Yeah,
I came into VGEVO riding the PS Nation train, and I saw you guys on there, so I clicked subscribe, and that was the first episode to come up.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Crazy.
Very cool.
I love doing live, every single live episode. It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely have that live / streaming video bug. Like, oh, man,
It struck me today, actually, Travis. For Indus Fest 2, we have to find a new sound guy.
Yeah.
That's true.
I nominate our official Indus Roadie project.
I was gonna say Brad and Nico.
I nominate Nico, and if he's moved here by then, even more perfect. So, Nico,
well, if he hasn't moved there yet, hopefully he will come again, because yeah, fun times.
He was fun. I enjoyed him. He was a good guy.
Definitely.
Cool. So that was the final question.
All right.
He does have a postscript saying, "Is it worth buying Bayonetta if I only have a PS3?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, it is worth buying Bayonetta.
If you don't see the 360 version and you don't mind loading times, you'll be fine.
Okay, here's the deal. I played the PS3 demo first, and I played through it fine. It ran fine.
Yeah, but Chris, the demo is a... Dude, when you pick up items in the final version, it loads.
Oh, wow.
Like, when you pick up the big... Like, okay, when you pick up weapons, no, but if you know those book things you get where it's like... giving you backstory.
Oh yeah.
It loads when you pick those up.
I still say it's worth playing.
Yeah, if you don't mind load times, I say yes, definitely, for sure. It's got the best action engine ever created.
And I think it's disgraceful that Sega allowed this to happen.
Yeah, I do. That is
we have a theory.
That's a good word.
We were talking about it when in Buffalo. We think that Sega or Platinum they wanted this to be actual 360 exclusive. And then Sega said, well, we'll publish it, but it can't be 360 exclusive. It's got to be on both platforms. And they said, well, we're already halfway done on 360. So unless you're going to throw this out and somehow get it done. Because this has been the worst port from a 360 to a PS3 game ever. Like ever. Or maybe not ever, but at least in the last 2 years.
I can't think of ever.
I say ever too.
I can't think of another reason why it would be like that, unless that wasn't the case.
Where
Platinum said, "Hey, we've already halfway done through this 360 game. This is what we're doing. This is our game. This is what it is." And Sega's like, "Okay, listen, we will publish this game, but we will not just do it on 360. We have to do it on multi-platform." And they were like, okay, well, we don't have the resources to do it, so if you can find someone to do it in time, go for it. And that's what they did.
We'll do it.
I can't think of another reason why this happened.
Yeah. It was obviously a rushed port. But
yeah,
it definitely sounds like the gameplay is still there.
Yes. You know,
and it's still sound.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, I wouldn't say... Well, yeah. If you don't mind frame drops and stuff, but yeah. Pretty bad. Actually.
so if anything, be wrong, it sounds like it warrants a rental, or maybe wait on it and, get it for 40 whenever it eventually drops down in price.
Yeah. I still think it's the best action game ever made, but
yeah, well.
I only played the first four chapters on PS3, so. Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's get going. We got to get the fuck out of here, man. Let's give something away.
Cool.
We're giving away Mystis this month from goodoldgames.com, GOG.com.
You still have to send me my code. I haven't played it yet.
I did send you your code.
I don't have it.
All right, I'll send it to you again.
All right.
All right, so this week's number is 2? 2.
2!
Nice.
2! Wait, do we have no Aces High questions this week?
No Aces High questions. We haven't had them in a while. Makes me sad.
Give him shit.
Number 2 is Carlos Suero. I did that in the best Spanish voice I could.
is that what you were doing?
Yeah, it's Carlos Suero. So congratulations. You are the winner of Myst from goodoldgames.com, GOG.com. So I will be sending your code Monday after posting the show, hopefully, and hope you enjoy the game and you enjoyed the show. All right, question of the week, then we can go home.
All right.
So next week we're doing predictions, right?
Oh, son of a bitch. Okay.
Let's do it.
It's time. It's about that time.
Time to throw that shit.
That's right.
The
walls. Time to eventually something's gonna stick. All right. So next week we're doing our prediction show. So send us your predictions for 2010. What are your predictions for 2010? You can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's almost late, but it's not.
I'm predicting I will hype up a Halo game. And a God of War game. And Chris's mom.
Oh!
You can also follow... I'm fucking lost now, man. You can follow us on Twitter. Our names are... sorry. See? What'd you do?
I'm sorry,
right,
dude.
So you can follow us on Twitter.
Are you thinking about your mom? I don't know.
Oh, dick!
Fuck you, Jeff. Twitter is Indus Podcast. You can also follow us individually. It's Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Fuckhead. Gio.
That is
sorry, Gio.
F-U-C-K-H-E-A-D.
Fuckhead!
And the Masters of Douchebaggery! Starring Bobby Kotick. Oh,
Hey now, don't even put me in the same company as that guy.
We also have a Facebook group that is Interactive Distractions Podcast. And that's all I have. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and go to bed?
You guys have a good night. And I'll see you all later. That's all I got to say.
I'm good too, actually.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you guys
so
for listening.
I'm so sorry. The wine is not like I'm already spacing out. What are we just talking about? Where am I? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, shit. All right.
Cut this out.
Ending this fiasco. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us and leave us an iTunes review. We would appreciate it.
Please.
So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Douchehead, was it?
Fuckhead.
No, Fuckhead.
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 Play your games and we'll talk to you next week.
Boopa.
Peace.
That was awesome. F-U-C-K-H-E-A-D. Oh, I about lost my shit, dude.
Oh, man. I can't even think. I think I'm going to pass out.
I had fun tonight.
It was fun. One may say a little too much fun.
All right.
But that's okay.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Hey.
Today we are talking about our most anticipated games of 2010.
Sorry, you can cut this out. You might want to mark this down. This is why this is hilarious.
What? I missed it. What the fuck is so funny?
Because Travis is like, dude, I want to have something to say, like, when we come back for a break or whatever. Like, you always say, like, you welcome back, whatever. And I was telling him, like, whatever you say once kind of sticks, and you just kind of stick to it, whatever. And he's like, I always feel like a reach out. I'm just sitting there kind of like, hey. And then so I'm like, you welcome back. And Travis is like, hey.
And Jeff goes, nice.
That would have been a lot funnier if I had been part of that conversation.
And that, Chris, is Tampax. Oh, I haven't cried like that in a long time. Ooh, okay.
Let's start this over again.
Shall we?